This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium in 30-0 Field on a gorgeous night for high school football on the first day of October. It's Layman Catholic, 0-6 on the year, versus Riverside, 4-2. On paper, doesn't look like much of a game. Layman's been struggling, although the Cavaliers have lost some tight ones. They could have won, as we will hear from offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman in just a few minutes. For Bryce Hodges, Riverside Pirates, it's an explosive team. Four big triumphs, including their best game of the season last week in routing Troy Christian. The two losses have been to D4 Northridge and D5 Indian Lake. Last year, Riverside, a big winner, 39-7 over Layman Catholic, which beat Riverside 2 years ago here in triple overtime, 27-20. Layman Catholic has not had much luck since that game. They've been luckless, virtually. Had leads in the fourth quarter of three games this year, Chuck. Can't sugarcoat it anymore, though. Layman's got to produce W's or the Cavaliers won't make the postseason.
Well, 16 teams make the playoffs, and you start in the season, even if you're young, like Layman is very young, especially in the skill positions and on the offensive line even.
Right.
You come into it thinking, okay, well, we're going to get into the playoffs, but now you got to beat somebody. They've lost a couple of games they probably should have won, teams that they were probably better than, but when you lose, it becomes kind of a mental state for the kids, and they just wonder how we're going to lose this one, and they need to. What you need is a win. If you get a win, that takes that mindset away.
And right now in OHSAA Division 7 Region 28, Riverside is third. Layman is 23rd. That's a big gap. A lot of computer points at stake tonight for Layman. Layman really needs this game badly. In fact, the Cavaliers probably have to win three for sure, at least two of the remaining four, including this game tonight with so many computer points on the line. Riverside last year, Chuck, went 8-2 under third-year head coach Bryce Hodge. The two playoff wins last year doubled the previous postseason victory total in Riverside's history.
Right.
They had one postseason triumph coming into last year and notched two 1 year ago. And about 15 starters from that club are back. This Riverside team is explosive. Layman Catholic's got to find a way to control the football.
Well, you can't beat experience. You got experienced kids, good coaching staff, and you know they're going to come out. And a key for the Cavaliers tonight is a good start to the game. Now I know they've been in games in the fourth quarter and figured out a way to let the other team win, but they tonight, if it's not going to be that way, if they don't start from the beginning and stay in the game, Riverside could make this over quickly.
When you look at the personnel on these two clubs and where some of the better players rank statistically, your first thought is, well, Layman Catholic, based on the numbers I'm looking at right now, have got to be fighting for a top four spot in the eighth school, yeah. Three Rivers Conference. Not the case. They're 0-6 on the year. Quarterback Donovan O'Leary, a sophomore, 727 passing yards, good for second in the TRC. Miles Platfoot, sophomore for Riverside, who got quite a few games under his belt last year as a freshman, 618 passing yards. He's fourth, O'Leary second in the TRC. Warren Shockey, 766 yards on the ground for Riverside tonight. He's averaging close to 6.5 a carry. If he gets a 5 every time on first down, Layman Catholic is in trouble this evening. Receiving yards, Michael McFarland for Layman Catholic is a load. He's number 2 in the TRC in that department. Landon Stewart and Devin Frilling for Riverside, 4th and 5th in yards catching the football. In tackles, John Edwards is Mr. All-World for Layman. He is 3rd in the TRC in tackles. Not far behind him is Ethan Stiver for Layman. Dylan Smith has got 4 sacks for Riverside. Edwards has got 4 sacks as well. Devin Frilling, who goes both ways for Riverside, has got 4 picks on the defensive side of the ball.
That's impressive.
Sure is. So many thanks to the weatherman for tonight. Wow.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Beautiful blue sky. Pristine overhead. It's almost like you can see the stars already, Chuck.
Coming out, yep.
The sun hasn't even set. Nice crowd filtering in. It has been a big last few weeks at Layman Catholic. Recognizing 50 years of Layman Catholic High School. And it's been a phenomenal homecoming spirit week tonight. Homecoming activities. A big dance tomorrow night at the Bar Horse Family Gym. Love Layman Catholic's uniforms, Chuck. They make me think of halftime, hot dogs and mustard. Love those yellow jerseys.
I would bet that's probably why they designed them that way, was thinking about hot dogs and mustard.
And I like Riverside's unis tonight. School colors for the Pirates, red, white, and blue. Oftentimes adorned in a lot of blue, wearing plenty of red.
Yeah, they got the red pants on it and the red numerals. It's a nice contrast.
Well, so far this year, this Layman Catholic team has been without good fortune. Led by 1 point, Waynesfield Goshen, final 90 seconds of the game, and Layman commits 3 15-yard penalties. Waynesfield Goshen marches down the field, scores on a pass with a half minute to go to win 27-22. And Layman Catholic had a 17-7 lead over Bethel. Bethel got the last 2 touchdowns in the fourth. And Layman Catholic had a 1 touchdown lead over Miami East, which scored last. And the Vikings beat the Cavaliers at 28-23. Hey, in the opener against Lima Perry, Layman trailed with half the fourth quarter to go by just 1 touchdown. They were within reach of a very quick Lima Perry team. Perry notched the last TD of the night, 127-13. But as I said, Layman Catholic has been right in 4 of the 6 setbacks. So many great thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. We salute American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant on Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Osgood Bank. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News. The best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. In the last several months, we've added to our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney and Shelby County, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. The Family Resource Center. And Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lisa Marino, the wife of Anna football coach Nick Marino, heads Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Check out Victorious online. Give Victorious a call, Victorious Health and Wellness. Additional sponsors, Brookins in Fort Laramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction of Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie. We will keep you moving forward. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Well, earlier this week, Chuck, I had the opportunity to sit down and talk with Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Dick Roll, the fine head coach for Lehman, for whom Riverside has so much respect. Pirates told me this week, Lehman is so well coached year after year after year. They will give us a fight. They are our chiefest rival, in fact, the Pirates said. But Bill noted that a lot of fight is left in the Cavaliers. A number of close calls haven't gotten Lehman Catholic down. The Cavaliers hoping for a fine game tonight against Riverside, but it certainly has not been what the Cavaliers expected to date.
Yeah, Jack, it's not really where we thought we'd be right now. And as you just said, we easily could be 3-3 or even 4-2. We've had some heartbreaks. Last week, Bethel, our most recent game, we're leading 17-7 going into half. Could have been up 28-7 probably. That same score was had during the fourth quarter. When the fourth quarter began and they scored twice and we couldn't put it in the end zone, and they won 21-17. We had no turnovers, over 100 yards in penalties. Similarly, the week before, Miami East, we were leading in that game. They came back, and we lost by less than a score. Again, over 100 yards in penalties. So kind of shooting ourselves in the foot, but no turnovers. We had a lot of turnovers early in the year, and we've kind of remedied that issue, but we couldn't get away from the penalty issue. But it's been disappointing, but the kids are still showing signs of life, which is great. You know, a lot of times when when you face adversity, you put your head down and you don't have a lot of motivation anymore, but these kids are still motivated, coming out, working hard at practice.
But your offense is moving the football, and the defense is playing extremely well for three periods, perhaps not getting it done in the fourth like you'd prefer. The three seniors have excelled.
Yes. John Edwards has been a four-year starter at linebacker, and he is he's one of the best linebackers probably to ever come through our school. He's our leading tackler again, I believe fourth year in a row that he will achieve that that standard, and he is absolutely our leader on the field. He'll knock your block off. Michael McFarland, we've used as a great weapon this year. He was a former soccer player, played football last year. We used him as our quarterback last year. Real big kid, 6'3", 6'4", about 230, 240, but moves really, really well. And this year we've used him as a tight end and actually are splitting him out on an island recently because he's a mismatch with whoever you put on him. And he's our leading receiver by far, has four touchdown catches, and is, I think, second in the league in regards to receptions and yardage. Dylan Karn is also, we call him Rudy. He got that nickname, achieved that nickname his freshman year because he's such a little pipsqueak, but he was always tough, just like Rudy Rudiger from Notre Dame. And now everyone calls him that, even his teachers. And so Rudy's a running back for us. He and Nate Salmon handle those duties. Rudy also plays a little bit of a nose tackle for us.
Hey, your special teams are darn good. You're booting field goals.
We are. Josh George, who's a soccer player. That's the one good thing about having that soccer program for us is we usually get good kickers out of it. You know, our last kicker is currently kicking the University of Dayton. That's Michael Denning. And Josh George is also a very quality kicker for us. He has one miss on the year, and it was because of a bad hold. It wasn't his problem. And so he is a very quality kicker and a good weapon when we get inside the 30.
Now, you're the offensive coordinator. Describe changes you've made in your tenure at Lehman over the last several years, how this club's offensive look might differ from those in the past, how it's similar.
Sure. When I took that helm and started calling the plays back in 2012, we really went to the spread and the RPO type look, which most everyone's doing at least some of that now. This year, we've kind of found our identity, as I was mentioning earlier, with Michael McFarland by putting him on an island and going into a trips formation on the other side and doing a lot of RPO. So we'll have a lot of pre-snap reads on both the single receiver side and then on the trips receiver side. And then if we don't like what we see on either of those sides, then we'll run the ball up the gut. So a lot more pre-snap reading than typical, but we're still going to spread you out. We're still going to throw the ball quite a little bit. We have a good young quarterback. He's only a sophomore. I call him a COVID sophomore.
Okay.
In Donovan O'Leary. You know, last year was such a strange year that I feel like these kids were redshirted, so to speak. So I call them COVID sophomores, and he's coming into his own. He's getting the puzzle pieces in. They're not all in yet, but he will get them in, and he'll be a force for us. And it may happen next week. It may happen next year, but he will be the real deal at quarterback.
So the thought process Donovan goes through is extensive. It's very critical to running your offense.
Extremely. We ask a whole lot out of our kids. You know, we're usually not bigger or stronger or faster than our opponent, and so we have to be smarter.
Right.
And so our pre-snap reads and really our post-snap reads are really collegiate. You know, we have very similar offense to some big colleges that you'll see, and Donovan has multiple pre-snap reads and sometimes multiple post-snap reads. So we ask a lot of them mentally, and that's part of the reason we've had some struggles is because we don't always get it all down perfectly. And that's the problem. There's such a small, just a little piece between having a great successful play and then having a play that blows up on you.
Yep. I'm talking with Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Lehman Catholic, before tonight's game between Lehman and the Riverside Pirates here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. I speak of the Pirates. Hey, it's a team to be reckoned with. 1-2 in the playoffs last year. A lot of those young men back. Offensively, this club is stacked. Offensive line is big.
Yeah, they're very quality. You know, we have a number of films on them, obviously, and then I also went and saw them the other other week when we had a Saturday night game. Went over to Riverside with Coach Witt, and we checked them out too. They're huge up front. I think their offensive line is I think 240 is the smallest kid maybe, and they have a 300-pounder up there as just a sophomore. They're very skilled up front, and they're a quality team like you mentioned. I mean, they're very well coached. They're disciplined. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They're gonna give us a lot of pressure from the defensive end. You know, they play a 3-4, but it's really a 5-2 because they send those outside backers or ends. They send them almost every play. So they're gonna man up with us, and they're gonna challenge us to throw the ball and to beat them 1-on-1.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, Bryce Hodge is the third-year head football coach at Riverside. He's a 2011 Riverside graduate, assistant football coach from 2015 through 18, head coach since 2019, and he highlighted the development of this year's Pirates football team.
Yeah, it's definitely been a season of growth for us. Start out the year playing Ansonia, who's pretty much in the playoffs almost every year too. That was a big win. And then we played Northeastern week two. They're D6, so a division bigger than us also. We won that game at home. Went to Indian Lake, like you said, D5. They're really talented this year. Couldn't slow them down at all. Lost that tough game. And then, you know, we bounced back in league play and beat Bethel for our first TRC win, which was exciting. Lost to Northridge, who's D4. I mean, they're real good. Their tailback is fast. We struggled containing him for sure. And then to bounce back last week at Troy Christian, who's a very well coached and talented squad. And, you know, you noted it was by far our best game of the season, the growth we've shown. And I told the kids this Friday night after the game, it was our best Friday night of the season because we had our best week of practice of the season. We had great practices all week last week, and it showed on Friday night. So definitely proud of the growth that we've shown. And we still have plenty of room for improvement. We need to get better. We got a lot of tough teams left on the schedule, so we just need to keep growing every week.
Hey, you mentioned the league, TRC, Three Rivers Conference. What do you think of it? Pleased with it?
Yeah, I mean, it's great competition every week. There's no off weeks, really, you know, and right. not to say that to our former league, but, you know, there were some tough games, and then there wasn't some tough games, you know. But the biggest thing for us is in that former league, the NWCC, week 9 and 10, some teams only had like 15 to 16 guys on the roster. You didn't know if you were going to have a game week 9 and 10 based on injuries, you know. So with the TRC, it's nice because, I mean, we're playing Northridge had 60 some kids on their roster. You know, even Layman and us, we're the smallest schools in the league, and we all are close to about 40 on our roster. So definitely a lot more depth, a lot more competition, tough teams, and I think it's a schedule that's only going to benefit us, you know, for the postseason. Hopefully, if we take care of business and get there, I think we'll be well prepared based on the competition we faced.
Hey, speaking of postseason, you made a run in the playoffs last year in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a fun year, 8-2, and what was the weirdest year ever, you know, with the COVID year, only playing the league schedule, and we finished in league play 5-1, and then made a run at the playoffs, beat Laughlin, beat Tri-Village in the third round, and then had to, you know, take on Marion Local. But then, you know, even after that Marion Local game, we scheduled another game with Ben Logan, who's in our county. They're Division 5, I think they were last year, so bigger than us, and then we beat them to end the year at 8-2 last year. So it's definitely a fun year, and we're trying to build off that and keep that tradition going, and we're happy with where we are right now. Not satisfied, got a lot of room for growth, but very pleased to be where we are at this point in the season.
Bryce Hodge, third-year head coach, Riverside football, our guest before tonight's game between Riverside and Layman Catholic. Talking about growth, how about your quarterback, a rarity? He played a lot of games last year at QB as a freshman. Here he is as a soft, Miles Platfoot, starting every Friday night for you at Riverside.
Yeah, no, last year it was, you know, as a freshman, he came in about week 4 or 5 and took over the job. job, and he's the only quarterback in school history with two playoff wins under his belt. You know, before last year, we only had one playoff win in school history, so we doubled that last year. So that was another, you know, tip of the cap to last season's team, and Miles was a big part of that. And being a freshman in those moments, man, that's pretty big. But just to see the growth he's had this year, even a lot more confidence. We're a lot more balanced team. He has some nice weapons on the outside in his receivers, and our O-line has done a great job giving him time to throw the ball for sure. But his growth has been huge for us. It makes us, you know, more diverse and gives us multiple ways to attack opponents.
You referred to wideouts, Devin Frilling, Landon Stewart. They can go get it, and they're balanced by the running of Warren Shockey.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it all starts up front with our team and our offensive success. So those guys know that too. Our O-line's done a great job. But, yeah, Warren had to fill the shoes of Cale Long, who was the D7 Offensive Player of the Year last year. Ran for over 2,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, I believe. Broke a lot of records for us. But him to step in there, because Warren was a slot receiver last year, move over to running back, and I think he's at like 14 touchdowns already this year or something along those lines. But he's done a really good job of stepping up and filling those shoes that Cale left. And then receiver-wise, Devin and Landon, it's nice to spread the field, and teams got to respect that because we have two studs on the outside and go catch a ball. They can run by anybody. They're sure-handed. They make every catch. So it's definitely nice to have what we have skill position-wise, but like I said, it all starts with our guys up front to get us going.
Hey, what impresses you most about Lehman Catholic, a team that could have won four of the six losses so far this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest thing with Lehman is Coach Roll does a really nice job. They're always well-coached. Him and his staff do a nice job of getting them prepared and ready to roll. They're athletic. They got their tailbacks an athlete. Their quarterback's an athlete. And, you know, athletic quarterbacks are always, you know, keep you up at night. You got to contain them. They can either throw it, they can run. So that stresses us out a little bit. He's got some guys to throw to. They got a couple big tight ends, you know. And then on the up front, they're athletic. So they can move. Makes us a little nervous for sure. They're talented. And Coach Roll does a really nice job of getting his team ready to go.
And as you noted before the interview, Edwards may be one of the very best athletes you've played against.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I swear that kid's been playing linebacker for Lehman for 10 years now. I keep waiting on him to graduate, but he's done a great job, and he just kind of holds everything together for Coach Roll over there, defensively and offensively. I mean, that kid's athletic enough. He could probably play a skill position, but he's got to play up front for them, and he does an awesome job. I really just admire the heck out of him and can't wait for him to graduate and go on to college.
Bryce Hodge, head coach of Riverside, talking about John Edwards of Lehman Catholic. He is all Mr. Everything.
He could play any place on the field.
Yep. He blocks up front. He makes tackles all over the field defensively. Now, speaking of the field of play, Lehman Catholic bobbled the kickoff return, which was just smacked down the field by Isaac Bender of the Riverside Pirates. Lehman muffed it at the 15, fell on it at the 19, and that's where the Cavaliers start. First down, 10 yards to go. First running play, Solomon right up the gut, and he hits a brick wall at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Interior studs on that defensive line for Riverside in there on the hit. Cody Craig, 6'6 sophomore. He's a load, and Lehman simply could not block him on the first play of the night. And the kickoff by Bender was superb. Lehman Catholic dribbled the ball on the ground for about 4 or 5 seconds before being stopped inside the 20. And now the Cavaliers confront second and 10. We played a minute. Here's a swing pass in the left flat intended for Michael McFarland. No good. Missed him. And it's third down and 10 to go for the Cavaliers, who don't want to punt the ball from down here, Chuck, and give Riverside good field position to start.
Well, that was the play you were telling me about before the game, that they put Trips to one side, McFarland to the other side, and they try to run that slant. It was open. He just threw the ball high.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. O'Leary wears 12 on his back, 6'3", 180, and just a sophomore. He's back at the 10 to throw. Rifles into the left flat just over the line of scrimmage. Catch made. Immediate tackle by Riverside at the 22. The gain is good for just a couple. It was Kanapke catching it. Landon Stewart smacked him down. And Lehman's got to punt the football right out of the gate.
He's standing on his own 8.
10:38 left to go here in the opening quarter. Lehman 3 and out. And Riverside's got two deep men back at the Pirates' 45-yard line. Here is the kick away. It is short. Riverside catches, and the return man on his knees gobbles it up at the 49-yard line. Devin Frilling smothered it right there. Riverside, just a yard, and it's half of the field. 3 feet short of the 50, first and 10 Pirates.
That was actually a pretty good punt because he kept it low. He did not get any kind of return.
Right.
So, I mean, they gave him about as far afield as they were going to be able to give him.
The return was indeed denied. Pirates have it first down, 10 yards to go. 49-yard line. Quarterback Miles Platfoot. Warren Shockey is in the slot right. Devin Frilling in motion. He gets a pass behind the line of scrimmage from the quarterback Blackfoot back at the 45. Races beyond the far hash mark to the 50, and he's knocked down at the 46 of Lehman Catholic. The play is good for five. That's more like an end sweep running play.
Yeah, it was. He put him in motion and threw it to him, and I'll tell you, it looked like it was more open than it was. Lehman did a good job of keeping that at a five-yard gain.
Yep, good pursuit by Lehman. It was Edwards who got a piece of the receiver. Second down, five for Riverside at the 46 of Lehman Catholic, and we've got a pre-snap whistle against Riverside for motion. It'll be second and 10, Pirates back at their own 49-yard line. Warren Shockey is the feature back, 5'8", 150, a junior, and he's rushed it for close to 800 yards on the year. Landon Stewart, Devin Frilling, Simon Godwin, the wideouts. Godwin oftentimes shows up in the slot. We'll run down the offensive line for you momentarily. It is sizable. Second down, a little more than 10 to go for the Pirates at their own 49. Platfoot in the pocket, throws over the 50. Catch made, a hit instantly by Lehman Catholic. Ball was caught coming out of the backfield. Was the receiver, Stewart, spilled right now. He got back the five. Riverside lost on the penalty.
He's 2 for 2 for 10 yards, but they didn't get a first down out of it.
Right. Third down, five to go for the Pirates at the Lehman 46. We played 3 minutes here in the opening period. No score. Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Lehman had the ball to start, three plays and a punt. Here's Miles Platfoot rolling out to the left. Oh, my goodness. He's being chased 15 yards behind the line. Uncorks a pass as he's drilled. It falls way short at the 50-yard line. Wow. Fine play by Lehman. Dylan Carnes exploded in on the QB for the Pirates. Dylan plays both ways. Fine defensive back. He was blitzing. And Lehman had Riverside's number on that pass play.
Well, they had a bootleg set up, and he did get outside of the defensive end, but they had a good defensive play set up, and Carnes was right there. They had no chance of getting that one off.
Well, Riverside not electing to punt the football. Fourth and five from the Lehman 46. That shows you how much confidence the Pirates have, not only in making this first down, but in their defensive unit. Yeah, we do not see the punter on the field for the Pirates. And Platfoot brings his team up. He's got Shockey alongside him in the offensive backfield. Fourth and close to six for Riverside. And here's the quarterback, Platfoot, lofting a bomb down the right sideline. And it is up for grabs at the 15-yard line. Who's got it? Caught by Riverside, but out of bounds. No good. One-on-one coverage. Platfoot threw a beauty, but too much to the boundary side of the field.
Well, that was good. Again, good pass defense by Lehman, and he forced him to throw it at that far out. He was open a little bit, but he forced him to throw the ball wide, and he didn't have any room to catch it.
Yet the sideline acted as a second defender, more or less. So Lehman takes over. Good field position at the Cavaliers 46. Despite the three and out start in offense, Lehman with a reprieve.
They gained 30 yards.
Yes. 8:30 to go, first quarter. O'Leary, quarterback. Oh, here's a fade down the left side of the field. Overshoots his receiver at the 37. O'Leary tossed one way up in the atmosphere. as he tried to hit his wideout, scurrying down the side. That was Michael McFarland. He's a big target, 6'2", 220, a senior.
Yeah, he is a big target. He almost caught that one-handed.
Yep. Michael couldn't quite spear it, so it's second down and 10 for Layman Catholic at the Cavaliers 46. No score in this game. Second possession for Layman Catholic. Riverside has had it once. Trips to the left. Inside handoff. It's Solman, or is it Carnes? He's met behind the line, and now he backs up and tries to pedal around the corner, and he's dealt a big loss back at the 39, a setback of 7.
Wow, good pursuit that time. He got hit right at the line of scrimmage and bounced off. Just could not get it to the outside.
And the Riverside defender, Braden Brandeberry, 5'8", 180, a junior, tracked that play nicely.
Well, I'll tell you what, I like that trips because what they're forcing is they can get no help on McFarland on this side of the field.
Right. Layman's offensive line, Kennedy, Ford, Stiver, Edwards, DeNice. Boy, they've got their work cut out for them. Third and 17 for Layman. Here's a pass, middle of the field for McFarland, off his fingertips at the 50. Would have been a first down. Would have been 5 or 6 short. Riverside had it well covered. Fourth and 17, Layman Catholic at the Cavaliers, 39. Layman punting from inside its 25, and the Pirates are trying to take away that directional kick or short kick. Riverside has two deep men back inside the 30. And the punt is excellent. It soars over the heads of everybody, hits at the 15, 14, rolling inside the 5, and Layman covers it at the 2.
What a great punt.
No wind. That was not wind-aided. Fantastic boot by the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. And, wow, you can't ask for a better punt than that. Wow, unbelievable. Excellent job by Michael McFarland.
Number 6.
Of Layman. He's got a big leg. Strong young man. And he really belted that punt down the field. Riverside watched it simply sail over the heads of the two deep men. Here is Shockey running from scrimmage. Ball marked for play at the 3. He barges over right guard for 2 to the 5, and that's it. Well, so far, Layman Catholic has been able to flip the field, Chuck, in the early going.
Well, yeah, Riverside going for it gave Layman a little bit of an advantage, and that punt was fantastic.
Yeah, McFarland's kick, let's see, traveled, 50, 67, 8 yards, something in that neighborhood, 67 or 8?
Yeah, right in that area.
65 plus anyway. Snap back to Platfoot. Inside handoff, running play. Shockey stood up, 5-yard line. No gain. Might have lost a foot. Third down, 8 or 9 to go for Riverside. Pirates attired in the road. White jerseys, red numbers. Red pants with a white and blue stripe. Layman Catholic in those mustard yellow gold jerseys. Blue headgear, blue pants. 6:18 to go, first quarter. No score. Riverside second possession. Layman's had 2. We played half the opening period. Riverside with a tough play choice here. Third down, about 8.5 to go. Ball marked for play just inside the Pirates' 5. Platfoot is in his end zone. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Keefe runs up the middle, and he's smeared at the 4.5-yard line. And I think that was John Edwards who met him shoulder to shoulder. It was 5'10", 205, a senior. Edwards put the whammy on the ball carrier for the Pirates, who have to punt deep in the end zone.
He threw the blocker out of his way like it was a third grader, and boy, he was right in the hole.
And the Pirates will boot it from about 7 yards deep in their own end zone. And the punt sails up the right side of the field beyond the numbers near the boundary. Layman with a great return. There's a running lane. Late marker thrown. A pile up on the far sideline. as the Cavaliers zip down the field on the bring back. Ball marked for play inside the 25. Let's see if the yellow hanky wipes out much of that return of the punt. Well done on the play by Hayden Seaver.
Well, he was weaving in and out. He had the sideline there to kind of corral him a little bit, but he was weaving in and out of traffic.
He's got quick feet. And Hayden displayed them on that play, the junior, 140-pounder, 5'8", as it was poor coverage by Riverside, leaving an alley available outside the numbers, far side of the field, in front of the Pirates bench. Lengthy discussion about the penalty marker, and as I figured, it's on Lehman, and the Cavaliers will not start from down around the 27 or 8. It's going to be the 39.
Well, the bad part about that penalty was it happened 10 yards behind where he got ran out of bounds.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with the play, but sometimes the officials just love throwing those flags.
First down, Lehman Catholic and Riverside's end at the 39-yard line with 5:14 to go. First quarter, no score. Long cadence by sophomore QB Donovan O'Leary. Fade pattern, near side of the field, jump ball. McFarland goes up with Frilling. They battle for it. It falls to the turf harmlessly, incomplete.
I'll take that battle any day of the week, but McFarland probably winning more than he loses.
Yep, Frilling has four picks on the year for the Pirates.
Yeah, he was right there.
Yes, he went one-on-one with McFarland. And Michael might have had a better shot at that had it been thrown more to the outside.
Right.
But it was a hair underthrown. Second down and 10, Lehman Catholic at the Pirates' 39-yard line. Trips to the right, McFarland to the left. Stolman alongside the quarterback O'Leary. O'Leary in the pocket, looks middle of the field. He's got nervous feet now. He skips forward to the line of scrimmage, over it, and he keeps bouncing, and he plunges to the 35. He wedged out four. He scrambled for a positive play. Third and six for Lehman Catholic at the Riverside 35. Probably four down territory.
Yeah, I would think so. A, their defense has played well on the first two series against Riverside, so they're gaining confidence. I like to play into the short side of the field because on the far side of the field, you got Frilling. On the other side, you're taking Frilling out of the mix.
Right. Trips to the left. McFarland to the wide side by his lonesome. Single coverage. Third and six. Here's O'Leary looking into the right flat. McFarland comes back behind the line. He takes the swing pass and bolts down the field between the hash mark and numbers. 30, 25, 20. Diving ahead to the 19. His knee went down right at the 20. McFarland beat that one-on-one coverage. And it's a big gainer for Lehman, knocking on the door, edge of the red zone. 4 minutes to go, opening period, no score. Lehman and Riverside. Cavaliers threatening seriously. Lehman's had good starts to several games this year, just have not been able to finish in the fourth quarter. Trips to the left again. Salmon is the quarterback, is the running back. Next to O'Leary, McFarland flanked to the short side this time. It's a keeper all the way by O'Leary. He could have pitched to Salmon, kept it, rammed to the 20, fell over it to the 19. Ball, though, landed right at the 20. It's no gain. Second down and 10. Clock running, 3:19 to go, first quarter. Lehman will take a 0-0 first period against Riverside.
They'd probably really rather have 7-0 here.
Yep.
They got a nice drive going.
Sure do. Cavaliers at the 20. And Lehman is milking the play clock. Trips to the left. McFarland to the right. We'll see this play formation repeatedly tonight. Here's O'Leary. Quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
Depends on where the spot is. Yeah.
It's not goal to go. Ball marked for play at about the 10.5. And the officials down on the field had better bring in the chains.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Timeout called by Riverside. Chuck will keep it right here. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components are, for Lehman Catholic, control the football. For Riverside, build with explosive plays. So far, Lehman's had the edge. Those are the key building components in this game tonight for Lehman and Riverside. And those building components may open the door to success for these clubs. Remember, for success in the finest building components from Francis Schulze. Go to Francis Schulze in Rushi for storm doors and garage doors. Francis Schulze displays that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. The Francis Schulze Company of Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com. The measurement, Chuck, has just ensued, and
It was a teeny bit short. It's third down and about a half a football.
So the Cavaliers have a third and 6 inches to go just inside the 11 of Riverside. 2:32 remaining, opening quarter, no score. Snap back to O'Leary. He fakes to Salmon and throws a pass over the middle of the field. Picked off at the 2-yard line by the Pirates and run back to the 7. O'Leary had his man, simply didn't lead him into the end zone, and pitched it short, and that's what happens.
I think they outthought themselves, could get the first down right there.
And the Pirates take over on their own 9-yard line.
That was a linebacker who just stepped right in front of that play, and I mean, it looked like the pass was right to him.
I tell you what, Chuck, those are the kinds of mistakes that haunt teams that can't pull out of
six.
Yes, they can't pull out a victory from week to week.
Yep.
2:26 to go, first quarter, no score. Riverside possession at the Pirates 8, and a pre-snap penalty coming up, I think, against Lehman.
Must have been an illegal substitution.
Yep, Cavaliers cannot afford to allow mistakes to continue to mount here.
Well, this is a critical time for them to have their head in the game now because they're starting. You know, they go, here we go again.
Pirates at their own 14, running play, snuffed out by Lehman Catholic, and the tailback Shockey is met solidly and thrown on his keister at the 13-yard line, a -2. That was a second and five, or I should say
first and five.
Now it's second down 7, and again, 5-0, number 50, John Edwards plowed into the ball carrier.
Boy, I'll tell you what, John Edwards in the first quarter has made me a fan.
Line of scrimmage marked for play back at about the 13.5. Riverside needs 6 for a first down. They run Shockey. He is weaving his way between right guard and tackle. Disciplined run from the line of scrimmage to the 15, over it, carves out space to the 18. Third and 1 for the Pirates, who must get to a spot just short of the 20. 90 seconds to go, first quarter, no score. Lehman Catholic in Riverside. I would imagine, Chuck, people around the Three Rivers Conference hearing this score, zip, zip, after 11 minutes are surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Miles Platfoot, the quarterback. Lehman's got 8 in the box. Platfoot keeps, makes a man miss, dives to the 20. He's got the first down right at the sticks. First and 10 Pirates. Hayden Seaver wrapped up the ball carrier. New line of scrimmage right at the Riverside 20. 1 minute to go here in the opening period. Nothing, nothing count. Whoops, and there was a flag thrown that we missed on that play.
I was taking a nap.
And that wipes out the first down, and it's a major step off against the Pirates all the way back to the 7. Head coach Bryce Hodge cannot like this introduction to the game by his team.
No, they're not playing well. They came, you know, and one of the things that happens is you can tell your team all week they're 0-6, and you tell your team it's a really good football team, but your kids aren't buying that.
Right. Riverside routed Bethel, and Bethel beat Lehman Catholic. Miles Platfoot, first and 10 from way back at the 8-yard line, runs it right up the gut. He's got a block. Another one. Clear sailing. 15-20. Shooting to the 25 and over it. Well done by the sophomore quarterback of the Pirates. He's got a first down and then some. And that play by Riverside was beautifully blocked up front.
Well, that's their first down in the first quarter. And that was a well-designed play, but Roy Lehman let him off the hook right there. They had him, yep. They had him in dire straits.
Center Travis Brooks, guard Xavier Clerico, and Dylan Smith paved the way for Platfoot. Here's a running effort by Riverside, and the ball carrier hits one yellow jersey, then another. Bounds off to the 32. That's where he goes down. Final 20 seconds of the opening stanza. Pick up of 4 on the last surge by Shockey. Second down and 6 for the Pirates. 10 seconds, 9, 8 to go in the opening period. Two receivers right. Platfoot looks that way. He fires. He's got a receiver. He makes a diving effort down at the 36 of Lehman, and he's got it. He didn't trap it, according to the referee. He didn't scoop it off the turf. Beautiful reception. Was that Frilling or was that Stewart?
You know what? I didn't say. I couldn't catch the number.
I think it was Landon Stewart. Brilliant catch. And that ends the first quarter. And a great way to end the opening period of play for the Pirates, who will set up shop at the Lehman 35 when we start the second nothing-nothing game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Well, the Riverside Pirates, Chuck, were backed up in their own end late in the first quarter. Got a fine darting run up the middle by Miles Platfoot to get a big first down on the ground. And then Platfoot goes up top and hits Landon Stewart for about, 25, 30 yards on the play?
33 official, or unofficially, because I'm not official, but 33 yards.
And he made an NFL-like catch. But all the way down to the Lehman 35. He was sprawled out on the turf.
Yeah, he laid out, and that's the only way he was going to make that catch, and I'm impressed. I like to see a receiver go do that.
First and 10, Riverside at the Lehman 35, trips to the left, man in motion across the formation. Ball thrown behind the line. Oh, there's a key block and another one. And the receiver's got it at the 40. He's got a path down the numbers, far side, all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Riverside. A 35-yarder. Two pass plays for the Pirates.
Boom.
Generate 68 and a quick score.
Yeah, that was wide open. A great block out there on the side. And he was gone. Nobody else close.
And I think that was Devin Frilling who hauled it in. And away he went.
Yeah, it was Frilling. And the block was Dylan Burchett, and that was a heck of a block that sprung him out there.
Extra point try coming here for Bender. He sails it very high and long right down Main Street, center cut. Riverside 7, Lehman nothing, 8 seconds into the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, Jack, they had them backed up. They had them third down. They had them third and 11, deep in their own territory. They let them off, and it cost them seven.
And Lehman Catholic trails 7-0. And here's a short boot. It's a semi-onside kick. Lehman Catholic falls on it at the 42-yard line. Not sure what the purpose of that was, but the Cavaliers come away with good field position. Lehman needs an airtight drive with no mistakes and points at the end of it.
I'm not sure that was an intentional kick or if he just mishit it.
Lehman letting Riverside off the hook. Two fine pass plays by the Pirates. 33 yards, 35 yards, 68 in two plays. And Riverside has bolted on top 7-0 after a scoreless first quarter of action. Lehman to the line of scrimmage. Cavaliers have shown flashes of moving the ball. And I think the quarterback, O'Leary, kept it. And he rammed his way for three from the 42 to the 45. Somersaulted to the turf right there. Good stop on the play by Zach Armbrister for
that was
the Pirates.
A two-point takedown if we were wrestling.
Yes, it was.
He bear hugged him and took him right straight down.
Call it a gain of two, not three. Second down, 8 for Lehman. Trips bunch to the right. And McFarland's out to the left. And here's a sweep to the left. It's Solomon getting the edge. A lot of room. Blockers out in front. He's got a convoy at the 50. 45-40. He's piled up out of bounds in the area of the 35-yard line. Nice run by Solomon. Lehman Catholic may have thought there was a late hit. No call.
No.
And Lehman puts it in play at the 36. Play was designed beautifully. And that was the first jet sweep we've seen from Solomon and Lehman tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what the yelling was about up here was that John Edwards had a bear hug on number three. He tackled him right in front of the official. No call. That was a big break for the Cavaliers.
One receiver to the right, Solomon in motion. Fake to Carnes. Quick look in behind the line of McFarland. Makes a man miss. Stays on his feet and dives ahead to the 30-yard line. The play goes for six. It was a real clean, not artistic, but McFarland sidestepped the initial tackler and made a positive advance out of it. Second down and 5, ball marked for play at the Riverside 31, opening 92nd, second quarter, 7-0 Pirates. McFarland way out to the left. Got 8 defenders bunched up, line of scrimmage for the Pirates. Here's a pass to the hash mark near side. It is thrown for McFarland just a little behind him, incomplete at the 23. He will be targeted 25 times before the night is over.
If you're playing him one-on-one out there, and at that time they did a nice job. It was Landon Stewart, and he jumped the route and made it so he had no chance of making that catch.
Third and 5, Lehman Catholic at the 30-and-a-half of Riverside. Snap to O'Leary. Fakes to Solomon. O'Leary keeps, and that play doesn't fool the interior defense of Riverside, which lands on O'Leary right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Fourth and 5. O'Leary didn't quite sell the fake well enough to Solomon, and Riverside was not buffaloed. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. 7-0 in favor of the Pirates. Possession down for Lehman Catholic. Again, trips to the left. McFarland short side of the field to the right. O'Leary in the pocket. Fires in the left flat. Receiver's got it. Dead run. 25-20. Uh-oh. Whistle. And a pre-snap penalty of some kind. Do the Cavaliers shoot themselves in the foot again?
Well, you hope not, because that play was well designed.
Yep, it was effective. It was going to be a first down and then some.
Well, yeah, because he only had one defender. I mean, I don't know if he quit because he heard the whistle, but he beat him, and I think that was going to be a touchdown.
And now Lehman's got fourth down all over again, but close to 10 for a first down.
Yep, that's a long nine.
Line of scrimmage just outside the Riverside 35-yard line. 7-0 Pirates. First 3 minutes, second quarter. It was a scoreless first. Again, trips to the left, and Lehman Catholic needs a timeout. This is a big play early in the second quarter of this game. Riverside 7, Lehman nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And many thanks to our radio station sponsors tonight on WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. And would you believe it, Lehman's penalized again.
Yeah, they jumped.
Five more yards, and now penalties
go punt.
Have pushed the Cavaliers back, and you're right. It's going to be booted away by McFarland from his own 45, and it goes straight up and comes straight down on the sideline at the 37 or 38, and that's where the Pirates start first and 10. You would have been better off going for it in hindsight, given the result of the punt.
Well, that is so much harder to do than just going ahead and just letting go and punting the ball. He was trying to, you know, from there he's trying to punch it down the field, and it went off the side of his foot. They only gained, what, about 3 yards on that? Three, 4 yards?
Yep. So break for Riverside, which tries to cash in. Poor punt by the Cavaliers. Pirates to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers flanked each way. Rolling right is Blackfoot. Oh, he throws one way up in the sky. It is caught on the dead run at the 38-yard line. Outstanding reception downfield by Devin Frilling. He received it over his shoulder at the 41 and scooted for several more yards. This Miles Blackfoot Chuck, just a sophomore for Riverside, and man, he looks like Joe Burrow right now.
Well, that was a because he looks young. that was a strong throw.
Woo,
right there.
Touch as well. He lofted it up and over the Lehman defender, right into the breadbasket of Frilling. First and 10 Pirates at the Lehman 34. 8:50 to go in the second quarter.
And they let another hold, obvious hold to me, happen on the offensive line. So they must just not going to be calling that tonight.
And we've got a mix up both ways at the line of scrimmage. We'll see how the officials short this one out. Got to think it's a legal procedure against the Pirates.
It's one of those where the defense all jumped towards the ball. They got to decide whether the defense caused the offense to move.
Premature movement by Riverside or no? The officials huddle.
Yep.
And for a rare time, Jack Kramer was right.
I was guessing.
8:48 to go, second quarter. Riverside 7, Lehman nothing, 39-yard line of the Cavaliers. So it's first and 15 for the Pirates. This offensive line for Riverside of Travis Brooks, Xavier Clerico, Dylan Smith, Cody Craig, and Zach Armbruster get the job done. It is a wall up front. Highly touted offensive group, tackle to tackle. Miles Platfoot rolling left, still rolling left. Comeback receiver snares it at the 34, 35. He's hooked to the ground right there. Play winds up going for a net four.
They pretty much got the penalty back, so it's second about 11.
Yep. Line of scrimmage, the Lehman 35, 8:25 to go second quarter. Riverside 7, Lehman nothing. Cavaliers, Chuck, have fared pretty well tonight, but mistakes have kept them from not scoring. And then, of course, poor pass coverage on two plays allowed Riverside to throw it twice for 33 and 35 to get it into the end zone on successive plays. Here's a jet sweep to the right. It's Shockey. He meets resistance at the line of scrimmage, and he is floored right there. 35-yard line at no gain.
And that was John Edwards. We haven't mentioned him yet tonight.
Third and 11 for Riverside. Obvious passing down. Tell you what, except for those two pass plays and the running play by Platfoot, which gained 25 late in that first quarter, Lehman, with the exception of those three plays, has performed superbly on defense.
They've got three completions for 81 yards.
Third and 11, wide open receiver, left flat, makes a juke move after catching at the 33.
Wow.
Look at him go, 30, 25, and he lurches to the 22-yard line. Nice reception on the play. I think that was Stewart. Far side of the field, missed assignment by Lehman. Stewart had running room. There wasn't a yellow jersey within 7 or 8 yards. And then he made that man miss at his feet. And the gain is good enough for a first down to the 22-yard line. 6:56 to go in the second quarter. 7-0 Riverside. Miles Platfoot gives to Shockey straight ahead. He lugs it to the 21. That's where progress is stopped. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors. They include AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, American Architectural Glass, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, and LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Running play, Shockey behind the center, plowing to the 18, the 17, dragged down at that spot. Aiden Stiver pulled into the turf. It's going to be third down, and every bit of 5 to go for a first down for Riverside. Line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers 17. Oh, would this be a great halt to a drive if Lehman's defense could come through? Riverside's potent offense with other ideas. Passing formation, two receivers right. Platfoot rolls that way. Fires down inside the 5-yard line. Oh, a nifty catch. Over. Touchdown. Wow. The Riverside receiver, Devin Frilling, simply outfought the Lehman defensive back and grabbed onto that football. It looked like there might have been at least three sets of hands on it. Two Riverside, one Lehman, and Frilling simply went up, jerked that ball away, turned, had momentum, and he managed to stride into the end zone. Extra point try coming. 13-0 Riverside. Boy, that was a beautifully executed pass play on both ends. Well thrown, well caught. And the kick by Bender is on the way, and like the first one, this too is well struck. And it is perfect. 5:33 to go till halftime. Riverside 14, Lehman nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, Riverside, as it did before, hits a ground ball kickoff down to the Lehman 38. That's where the Cavaliers start, first down and 10 yards to go. That does Lehman a favor of sorts.
Well, that's two kicks in a row. I'm not absolutely sure what they're doing.
5:29 to go here in the first half, 14-0 in favor of Riverside over Lehman, and the Cavaliers need to get a drive going before halftime. Keep in mind, Riverside will own the first second-half possession. Lehman Catholic will kick off to start the third period. Here's Solomon, jet sweep to the left, a few white jerseys out in front of him, and they corral him 2 yards downfield at the 39 or 40. A plus two on the play, second down 8 for Lehman as we near the 5-minute mark here in the second quarter.
Well, it looked like it was more open than it turned out to be.
Yes, the pursuit by Riverside was excellent. Well done by the Pirates.
Andrew Thacker out here on this defensive end playing up front did a great job of turning that back in where he had help.
Yep, sure did. Thacker, a 6'3", 195-pound senior. He's a stud. Lines up on the defensive right end. Lehman facing second down, 8.5 to go from the 40. Donovan O'Leary rolling right, still rolling, late pitch to the ball carrier, who's tripped up way back behind the line. He lost three more. Not well designed or well blocked.
I think not well blocked, because I think it was set up pretty well. They ran the option to put a man in motion to the left, ran it to the short side of the field, but the pursuit by Riverside was outstanding.
Penetration by the Pirates, very good. And the ball carrier for Lehman saddled with a negative 3. So it's third down and a little more than 10. Call it 11 to go for a first down for the Cavaliers at their own 37. Trailing Riverside 14-0, final 3:53 of the second quarter. Trips to the left. I think McFarland is out here on this play, grouped with two others. Lehman gets a timeout. 3:46 to go in the second. 14-0 Riverside on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. Your covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And thanks as well tonight to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? At Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Third and 12, Lehman at their own 37. O'Leary, slant throw, intending to reach McFarland down around his ankles, and he cannot latch on at the 46. O'Leary simply didn't get that ball there.
No, he did not release that well, and he had time to throw it.
And now the Cavaliers give the ball up with 3:41 remaining in the second quarter, and an opportunity for Riverside to pull ahead by three touchdowns. Riverside will receive the ball to start the second half and may get the last shot on offense here in the second period. Oh, it's a fake. It is McFarland running from punt formation way back at the 35. He dashes to the line of scrimmage, makes a sharp left-hand turn, and barges over the line of scrimmage. Winds up gaining a net three, but a seven short of the chain.
Well, they snapped it short and ran kind of like a little option, and the punter, McFarland, came out. He pitched it to him, but Riverside stayed home. They had to be thinking that there could be a fake there.
And that's just downright intelligent defense
yeah.
by Riverside.
Well, there's no real reason to put on a push to try to block the punt.
Correct.
You know, I mean, you play safe. You just make sure that doesn't happen. You're going to get the ball back about the 30 probably.
3.5 to go, second quarter, 14-0 Riverside. Here's the quarterback, Miles Blackfoot. Long, high bomb. That one floats, hangs up a little short. There is a jump ball for it down around the 10. Is there a penalty marker? Was it caught, Chuck?
No, it was pass interference.
On the offense?
No. It was thrown short, and the receiver stopped, and the defensive player had no idea where the ball was, and he just ran him over.
So it's ruled a DPI on Lehman. That will be assessed from the line of scrimmage, 15 yards. As that pitch down the field by Blackfoot seemed to get to its apex and die.
Yeah, he didn't get a lot on that one, no. But it turned out to be a 15-yard penalty. So.
Right, exactly. It benefited him. Lehman's defender simply couldn't find it and ran through the receiver.
Well, he knew. I mean, the guy had ran past him, and so he was trying to recover, and tough spot.
Yep, bad things happen. We see it every Sunday in the National Football League, plays like that. Here's a running play. Shockey, right tackle, no one home. He's got blockers, an escort to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Riverside. The Pirates' explosive plays making the difference in this game now. It's 20-0 in favor of the Pirates late in the second quarter. Give credit where it's due. That offensive line.
My goodness, that was a hole.
Brooks, Clerico, Smith, Craig, Armbruster. Wow. Very, very good up front. The personnel for Riverside mowing Lehman down on that running play. Kicked by Bender. Boy, he's had three that could have been through from 35, 40 yards out had they been field goals. And they've all been center cut in the middle. 21-0 Pirates over Lehman. 3:21 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, that appeared to be a true onside kick attempt by Riverside. Whistles, flags before the ball was towed, and it will come back.
It has to be offsides.
Chuck, we didn't see the real Riverside offense in the first quarter.
No.
We have seen the real Pirate attack in the second.
We have, and we've also, this is the first time we've seen Lehman, but you know, you talk to the coaches, you know, you talk to some of the fans, and we're seeing what has plagued them all year is mistakes in really crucial spots.
Yep.
I know they're down 21-0, but it doesn't have to be that.
Nope.
You know, they just made enough mistakes to let Riverside get rolling now.
Yep.
They don't even put the ball on a tee. Look at it. They're laying the ball on the ground. They don't want to kick off.
interesting strategy employed by Bryce Hodge, head coach of Riverside, and his staff. Ball sitting on the ground at the 35. It'll be re-kicked.
We talked about McFarland being could have been in the offensive backfield. He's back for kickoffs. Maybe they just respect him enough. They're not going to kick him the ball.
Right.
Wow, look at that.
And this one is booted hard on the ground, wide of the two deep men for Lehman. One of whom goes back, scoops it up at the 24, and runs it to the 34. Was that John Edwards?
That was John Edwards.
He does everything.
Yeah. I mean, that might be why they're not kicking the ball deep. But that one squirted and got past him. And, I mean, sometimes when the ball is bouncing along and it's not round, I don't know if anybody knows what a football looks like out there, but it's not round.
Right.
And it does take some weird hops.
Yeah, I give all the credit in the world to the Pirates. But had Lehman played a cleaner game so far, this would only have been a 7-0 or 14-0 game.
Maybe 14-7.
There you go, right. 35-yard line. Here's O'Leary. Quick look in for McFarland. Well, he was jostled before the ball was there. It was a DPI. It wasn't thrown, but he caught it anyway. Good catch at the 42, and then he stays afloat all the way to the 49. 15-yard gainer, and a Riverside player is momentarily shaken up. 3:04 left until halftime. Riverside 21, Lehman nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And it's Thacker who's up and walks off with his own legs for Riverside. Good to see. Fine ball player. Good defensive end being spelled on this defensive play. Lehman Catholic has it at the Cavaliers 49, 2:52 and counting left. Second quarter, 21-0 Pirates. Bunch trips to the left. McFarland wide right. O'Leary sends Solomon in motion. O'Leary behind a blocker tries to turn the corner. Great pursuit by Riverside. They grab his shoulder and toss him down. Right at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Don't think there was a marker on the play.
Yeah, Chuck. Personal foul on Riverside.
Oh, horse collar?
You know what? Probably. They didn't make it a face mask, so he's going over to explain.
Yes, and head coach Bryce Hodge of Riverside wants to know why.
Well, it was right in front of his bench, so he ought to know why if there was a penalty.
Yeah, one of those borderline horse collar tackles by the Pirates may result in a 15-yard step-off. 2:32 to go, second quarter, 21-0 Pirates. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. From the 36, Lehman runs it, and it's a power run to the left. 30, 25, 23-yard line. It's Donovan O'Leary. Donovan, the QB for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, took the snap and barreled around left end. A formidable run by him as he put on the gallop to the 23 of Riverside. First and 10 Cavaliers, who try to make this a 21-7 game before intermission. A minute 50 to go. Second period. O'Leary's got McFarland split 15 to the right, the wide side of the field. It's Solomon. Jet sweep. Will he throw from it? No, he keeps. Oh, he turns the corner. He's on the edge. He's at the 20, 15. Look at him blast all the way down to the 10, maybe the 5, before being bumped out of bounds. New line of scrimmage. Looks like the 6, Chuck.
17-yard run. I'll tell you what. Not a big kid, but boy, is he fast.
Oh, boy. He's got some jets for that jet sweep.
And I don't know if it's family or not, but the name Solomon has been around Lehman for a long time. Yep. With a lot of very good athletes.
He was electric on that play. Solomon electric.
There you go. Good cover.
Just outside the 5. Goal to go for Lehman. O'Leary to throw from the 10. Fade pattern. Right corner of the end zone. And receiver and defender jostle. Ooh, close to offensive pass interference. Ball overthrown.
Yeah.
Out of bounds.
I think it was a good no call because that was not catchable. That was 6 feet over everybody's head.
Chuck, I tell you what. I know offensive coordinators and quarterbacks fall in love with the fade in the corner of the end zone. But the sideline and the back of the end zone, 10 yards deep, act as a second and third defender.
Yeah. I mean, if you throw it to the back side shoulder, that to me is a good throw. But the one right there to the corner of the end zone, you're right.
Yes. Second and goal from the 6. Lehman running left side. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Solomon over. Touchdown. Solomon cracks in. 21-6. Riverside up 15. Lehman to jack on the point. It'll be booted here by George. Fine kicker. Was there a penalty on the play, Chuck?
Yeah, I guess it wasn't a touchdown.
There was. Flag down. Riverside coaches up here in the booth.
They were saying it's about time, so it must have been a hold.
They thought they saw a hold on that touchdown romp by Solomon, and it has been negated.
I've watched that. I didn't see that. I've seen a couple that weren't called, but that I didn't see one there.
New line of scrimmage, the 16, 1:03 to go in the first half.
Second goal, too.
Yes. And we've heard all about Lehman's penalties in the first 6 weeks affecting them, and we are seeing it firsthand tonight.
Yep.
Trips to the right for the quarterback, O'Leary, who stands back at the 21. Short drop, fade near side. McFarland tries the great position. Over the shoulder catch is good. It looks like a touchdown, or did the ball hit the ground? One referee says, uh-uh. The official at the goal line said yes. They huddle, and it's a score. McFarland with possession in the end zone. A little push off by him wasn't detected. He managed to cradle the ball in his hands before the nose of the pigskin hit the turf. I like that fade pattern because it gave.
Because it worked.
And it gave the receiver 5 or 6 yards in the end zone with which to manipulate.
Right. They threw it to the big side of the field instead of the short side.
Right. Here is George on for the extra point. And the kick is up and away by him. Woo! Wow. He walloped that one.
That's a good strong leg right
there. He tattooed that extra point. George drills it through for Lehman, and it's 21-7, under a minute to go, second quarter. Riverside in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
And welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on your phone for high school sports. And thanks as well to our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Well, it's imperative that in the final minute here, Chuck, Lehman Catholic keeps Riverside off the board.
Well, that was a big score because 21-0 was the big difference between 21-7, especially when Riverside's getting the ball to start the second half.
Yes, well put. Josh George with the extra point. The PAT makes it a 21-7 game. Kickoff to the 13. Near sideline run back by Riverside. Broken tackle, missed tackle, broken tackle again. 35-40, 43-yard line.
Wow.
Very stout return on the play by Landon Stewart. He was patient. He used all of his blockers and simply would not go down. Heck of a bring back by Stewart.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, there's no 23. That was Karsten Franklin who saved that one.
Yes. As Stewart made a series of yellow jerseys miss him.
And some really nice blocking, too.
And we've got a shaken up player, 45 seconds to go here in the second period of play. We'll give us time to let you know all about Osgood Bank. Say, if you're looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, think Osgood. Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. 45 seconds till the end of the first half, so upcoming momentarily here fairly soon. It's our 3-minute radio station break. A 3-minute radio station break in a minute or so when this first half does conclude. We have 45 seconds on the clock. 21-7, big score by Lehman. And again, we'll remark what we said 10 minutes or so ago, Chuck, a cleaner game by Lehman. And this is a 21-14 game, maybe a 14-14 game.
They've made enough mistakes, but there was a nice drive. That was a big drive right there to put points on the board before the end of the half.
Just simply a too many ill-timed blunders by Lehman, which is still in this game at 21-7. Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, we will not provide coverage. We will return to action 2 weeks from tonight, right back here, Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, Stebbins at Sydney.
I'll just leave the equipment set up. We'll come back here.
There you go.
2 weeks.
3 weeks from tonight, it is Fort Loramie at Lima Central Catholic. Fort Loramie, by the way, playing tonight on the road in Gahanna against Columbus Academy.
I haven't gotten a score on that yet. Pickwillies Greenville 35-0 in the second. Sydney over West Carrollton 22-6 in the second. Tip City leads Troy 10-0 in the second. And Versailles leads Minster 28-0 in the second quarter. Oh, I'm sorry, Anna.
Right.
Anna.
Chuck, let's take a break here for Pinnacle. Keep Pinnacle in mind. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Kickstart your physical therapy. Pinnacle will help you move forward. Pinnacle Sports Therapy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
As we return to action from the Riverside 43-yard line, Miles Blackfoot airs one out middle of the field, in the center of that zone defense by Lehman, and it's caught leaping high in the air. Landon Stewart, 39-yard line, spilled at the 36, and immediately with that reception, a timeout is called. Still 37 seconds to go in the second quarter, 21-7 Pirates.
He has hit his last seven passes.
And this young man, Miles Platfoot,
sophomore.
Yeah. 10th grader, played a lot of football last year, beginning week four or week five, and he is going to be a star.
He's 9 of 11 for the first half so far.
Can't be much better than that. Mm. The shaken up player for Lehman Catholic two plays ago, Dylan Carnes, one of the three superb seniors about whom offensive coach Bill Zimmerman spoke at length in the pregame conversation.
I will not speculate, but I know that they're checking stability right now of the leg, so that a lot of times that's a knee. But that doesn't mean it's not a sprain or, you know, it doesn't mean anything torn, but when they're doing that down on the sideline, it's not an ankle, it's definitely a knee.
Yes. Riverside to the line of scrimmage, first and 10, Lehman 37. It's a semi-bubble screen in the left flat. It works. The receiver catches at the 40, splits 1, 2, 3 defenders, hustles hard down to the 25, knocked down at the 20. As the play goes for a quick 17, and there is a flag at the conclusion of the play. And I think it's against the Pirates.
Well, this was the back judge. He was all the way down by the goal line and threw a hold. I'm not sure how he sees a hold from 40 yards away.
Chuck, is it just me, or have we seen an unusually inordinate number of flags, high number of penalties this year in games we've covered anyway?
Well, you know, and at this part of the season, you know, early in the season, you kind of think you're going to get some pre-snap stuff. But you know, I don't know if they have a point of emphasis of making sure that they want to be part of the Friday night also, but they don't get any extra money for throwing 30 flags in a game.
Well, there's enough yellow on the field already with Lehman's jerseys.
I hate to see all these penalties. There is no way that the hold that guy saw had anything to do with the play, because the play was over when he threw the flag.
Right, right. That play that Riverside just completed, it should have been allowed. The penalty, though, was so far downfield, it did not hurt Riverside as much as you might think.
Yeah, still first and 10.
And it is a dead ball foul, first and 10, 35-yard line of Lehman Catholic. 29 seconds to go, second quarter. Let's keep you updated on the time. Under a half minute remaining, 21-7 Pirates. Miles Platfoot sprints left. Open receiver, sloppy coverage by Lehman. But then Lehman, good support against the catch. Tackled fairly quickly at the 29. The play goes for 6. Franklin on the hit for Lehman. Second down 4 for the Pirates. Clock stops at 17. Another timeout. Yeah. And this second period of play has taken forever. It seems like it's got to be 9 o'clock already.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they called 2 because whoever's running the scoreboard has not taken the timeouts down. So he seems to have 3 according to them. And but I think that was their second timeout. I think they have 1 left unless they called something early and I don't remember it.
I think you're right. And you know, Chuck, that penalty that was assessed against Riverside on the completed pass was a dead ball foul after the completion, after the play. Because Riverside started with a first down. And then it's clocked on the ground by the quarterback, Platfoot, alertly, 10 seconds to go. And Riverside's 5 yards away from another score before intermission.
Well, I'm not going to disparage the quarterback, Platfoot, but he's kind of just throwing those up for grabs. Yeah. And his receivers, I mean, he knows what he's doing because his receivers are going to get him. And I don't know how that at least wasn't knocked down that time.
Exactly. These receivers, Frilling 6'2", 165, a senior. Stewart 6'2", 175, a senior. They play taller than 6'2", but they're going up against secondary people for Lehman who are well under 6
yeah.
feet tall.
Yeah, it's showing right now.
It's a mismatch. And Riverside's taking advantage. Well, the clock says 10 seconds. Riverside's up to the line of scrimmage. Now the clock is wound by the official. It's down to 9, and then it stops again.
I don't know what he's... Why would you wind it when they clocked it?
Flatfoot's way back at the 16, and his pass is tipped. Aimed for the hash mark, far side for Shockey, no good, and we're down to four to go.
Don't kick a field goal,
yep,
or attempt a field goal.
Down to 4 seconds to go. Smart move by head coach Bryce Hodge, because you're only going to have one more play, even if you throw it fairly quickly and it's incomplete. So go for the three-point FG right here. Line of scrimmage is just outside the five. Ball will be spotted down at the 12.
It's basically an extra point.
Right. 22.
Except the angle's not quite as good.
Correct. 22-yard field goal right to left for Bender. Good snap. Ball placed down. Bender's kick is very, very high. It's swirling to the left. It is inside the upright. It's good. And the half expires. Looked like McPherson of the Bengals last night as the game expired.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice kick by Bender. Boy, that was really tall. It soared above the top of the American flag post.
Yeah, I think the official had to wait a second, because I was surprised that maybe it didn't go a little bit outside of the left upright, but it must have been inside of that as it went. But it was above the upright when it went first.
Yep, it was close. And, of course, the upright is imaginary.
Yeah.
It extends into the sky, and if any part of the football goes through that extended post, it's a no-good kick. It's our radio station break here at the half. Riverside leads Lehman by a score of 24-7. Pirates 24, Cavaliers 7. Halftime, it's our radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the
the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Riverside leads Lehman Catholic 24-7 at the halftime intermission. And our report here at the break brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, AAG Inc., the amazing glass connection, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie is underwriting our halftime. AAG Inc., about a 12-year sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It is the industry's clear choice. But Chuck, it's been Riverside in the second quarter with 24 points. In fact, all of the points in this game have been tallied in a very lengthy second period of action.
It did take a long time, and they've got 250 total yards to Lehman's 105 in the first half. Now, first downs, they only have a 7-6 advantage there. Lehman rushed the ball 12 times for 45 yards. O'Leary was 6 of 14 for 60 yards. He had a touchdown and an interception. Like I said, 105 total yards. Then they did have the one turnover. Riverside, on the other half, rushed the ball 12 times for 60 yards. They also were 11 of 14 for 190 yards and two touchdowns. 250 total yards, no turnovers, seven first downs in the game. And the key to this thing is the big plays by the passing game of the Pirates.
Yeah, this Riverside team is extremely explosive. I'd heard about the Pirates. I talked to head coach Bryce Hodge earlier this week. As advertised, this Pirates team can score from anywhere on the field. One drive went 68 yards in two pass plays of 33 and 35 yards.
Yeah, I mean, he missed a pass there at the end that was you know, just overthrown a little bit. But other than that, boy, he had a string. And that's what's making Riverside roll right now. We're kind of getting the same microcosm of both these teams' seasons. Lehman making some plays, but also shooting himself in the foot. Riverside on the other side looking really good offensively.
I don't know that we keep track of detailed penalty yardage here in the booth during the course of the game, but I guarantee you there have been at least 10 or a dozen stepped off. Half a dozen, seven each way. Both clubs have been penalized probably 60 to 75 yards each.
I would think so. And, you know, what's funny is there were two obvious, I mean, incredibly obvious holds that created the ability for the runner to go by it right in front of officials.
Missed.
No call. But a guy standing on the goal line throws one 30 yards up the field for a play that was over 3 seconds before he threw the flag.
Yeah, last week and in the first quarter and a half.
Thing, my God.
Rockets suffered 140, 150 yards in penalties in the initial 18 minutes of that game last week against Coldwater. A cleaner game from Lehman tonight, and Lehman's right in it. It's a broken record. It's week seven. You can't sugarcoat it any longer. Cavaliers need victories, or they are going to be left out of the postseason.
And it's too bad because, I mean, you can see some talent out there, and you know they're well coached. They have been. I mean, this coaching staff has taken teams deep into playoff runs.
Yep.
And they're not the reason that they're having the penalty. It's the kids. It's just execution.
Coming into this game tonight, in this region of D7, Riverside was rated third, Lehman Catholic 23rd. A lot of computer points at stake. Still a half to play. Lehman down three scores, 17 points. That's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, our halftime sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Riverside 24, Layman 7 here at intermission. Riemann Drywall in Anna offers you professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses. You will benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need professional drywall work done, call Riemann Drywall. Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513-538-0513. Drywall done right with Riemann. So very pleased to have as our halftime guest here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR, Joseph Ader, president, Layman Catholic High School, going into his third year as president of Layman Catholic. I said, Joseph, Josh. I said to myself all afternoon, Jack, don't make that mistake. And I did. Josh, short for Joshua, thanks so much for being here. His professional background includes more than 17 years directing both local and global teams, responsible for marketing, sales, and development. He served as a volunteer youth minister for more than 18 years, coached youth soccer, been involved in several scouting programs. Ader comes to Layman from the Archdiocese of Cincinnati Catholic Schools Department, where he served as Director of Strategic Planning. And in this role, he was responsible for guiding the 111 schools within the AOC in the areas of strategy, marketing development, and business best practice. Ader is a graduate of the University of Dayton with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science and a Master of Public Administration. I tell you what, Josh, if you are able to keep fairness on the soccer field as a youth soccer coach, I tell you what, that makes your resume really jump out.
I'll do my best.
You are extremely well prepared for this job. No, that's a outstanding resume, great vita. Layman Catholic High School is certainly very privileged to have you. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me out tonight. I'll make sure to remind you that slight flow up of my name gives me 15 seconds of extra commercial later on, right?
You can have an extra minute. You can have an extra minute, Josh. Very busy stretch here at Layman Catholic. Not only homecoming Spirit Week activities, but a number of Layman Catholic alumni have returned to help celebrate 50 years at Layman. Technically, 50 was last year because of the health crisis. The celebration has continued into this year, and wow, it has been so much fun.
I can't agree more. We kicked off our festivities back in May, and this week we welcomed several classes out, including the 50th anniversary class back last Saturday. We're welcoming a number of people out tonight from the last 50 years, and we couldn't be more excited to celebrate all the success we've had over the last 50 years.
You've got band members who've been musicians for Layman Catholic over the past five decades, cheerleaders who've cheerled on the sidelines over the last 50 years, former players, so many different people returning. What are some of the comments you've heard? I'm sure they're so tickled to be a part of this and glad that they've been recognized.
That's right. And, you know, in any event like this, what's so important is just to remember all the great stories that people have had over the last 50 years. We're so blessed with faculty that have come back and are excited to see former students and alumni. And so, you know, again, we're just excited to see all the folks out and hear all the great stories as we walk around the bleachers tonight.
Homecoming Spirit Week activities have been fantastic. Something going on differently every single day. In fact, I think the students' attire has varied from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to bring back the 1970s.
That's right. And unfortunately, my wardrobe couldn't catch up, but it's great to see all the bell bottoms and, you know, attire come back.
How about Homecoming Spirit Week? You got the big celebration tomorrow night, the dance that concludes the week's activities. Homecoming King and Queen tonight. It's neat that you could time up the 50-year celebration with Homecoming Spirit Week.
That's right. And you always kick end your spirit homecoming week with the dance. But, you know, what was really exciting was that we crowned a King and Queen tonight with the very first homecoming queen from 50 years ago handing off the crown. So, you know, it's neat to see that kind of history showing out on the field tonight. And it just proves to you the strength of the culture that we have here at Layman Catholic.
Layman's 50 years. I don't know if you can break it up into five decades, periods of growth. It's been interesting. It's been unique. It's been very strong. Talk about that for just a moment.
Sure. Well, you know, you can't wrap 50 years up into 30 seconds, but Layman Catholic came together. It was two schools, Pickwick Catholic High School and Holy Angels High School in 1970. And you can imagine two strong schools that at that point were rivals on the field, and bringing them together as the Layman Cavaliers was quite a feat. But you can see that in 50 years later, we've had a lot of success over that period of time. You know, there's so many stories of people that have been here. One of the greatest is our famous Sister Jenny Scherer. Sister Jenny just retired last year, but she was with us over 35 years as a science teacher. And you just don't see that in most schools today. So we're very blessed to have just a very talented faculty who have stuck with us over that time. And you see so many families out tonight who have been with us for that period as well.
And Layman Catholic High School starts the second period of 50 years, entering a new conference, the TRC, the Three Rivers Conference.
Yeah, we couldn't be more excited about entering the Three Rivers Conference. Eight schools, all phenomenal schools in our region, bringing great competition and just bringing a great level of school spirit out as well. So we're excited about what the future brings in the Three Rivers Conference, not just in football, but across all of our athletics.
The Three Rivers Conference. Here's a quiz. What are the Three Rivers? Miami's got to be one. Stillwater and the Mad?
You might be right.
I had to digress for a minute. I knew Ohio was not one.
I wasn't prepared for that quiz. Wasn't open book.
Hey, what makes Layman so unique today? I know the faith and the culture are so prominent. The academics are superior.
That's right. And for us, you know, people have come to expect that we just have a very strong academic program. You look back over 50 years, and we calculated well over $1 billion in scholarships from our graduates. So that just shows you the strength of our academic programs, the strength of our faculty. But what makes it special, too, is just a family-oriented culture. When I came to Layman the very first day, what struck me is I walked in the hallways, and there wasn't a single lock on the lockers. And that's because we don't need them. Our students are very welcoming. It's a family, and even though we might be a small smaller school. We're a school that comes together and works very well together. So we're excited about that. And, of course, what we're anchored in and why we exist is our faith. We started this year with a brand-new strategic plan, and the core of our plan is a very simple two-word statement, be great. And that's a call for all of us. It was a call that happened back from St. John Paul II and a challenge to our students, reminding them that God gives them great talents, and he calls them to be great using those talents each and every day. So that is our future. We're going to be great, and we are excited about what the next 50 years brings for us.
You referenced excellent faculty. A quick example.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a faculty member out tonight, Tim Langerdorfer, who is our art teacher.
Yep, yep.
Tim brings years of experience in the art world, and it's exciting to see. When I first met Tim, I wasn't at Lehman Catholic. I was walking the hallways of an art exhibit of schools' artwork from around the country, and all of a sudden I hit an area of art that was clearly far and above the rest, and it was the Lehman Catholic students being taught by Tim Langerdorfer. So it's exciting to see all of our students who can't draw or come into his classroom and exit with just having grown so much. So I always tease Tim every day, if he can get me to do better in a stick figure, we know that he's a good teacher.
And this new strategic plan about which you spoke should ensure success for Lehman Catholic High School for the next 5 decades.
Absolutely. And what's so exciting is we have such support amongst our community. We launched the strategic plan just a few months ago, and already we're seeing the fruits of that. We announced that we are renovating our classrooms with brand new furniture that is bringing us into the future of how we want to be teaching our students. We're renovating our student union. We've got a whole new athletic hallway coming together as we speak that is going to just scream school spirit, but it's moving us into the next generation of education. So we're excited because the community is behind us and we have a very bright future ahead of us.
Jack Kramer wrapping up a conversation with Josh Ader, president of Lehman Catholic. Development fundraising projects of note?
Absolutely. This year is tied to our strategic plan. We've got a $1 million development goal. Mm-hmm. That goal is to help us fund the initiatives moving us forward into the next generation.
Josh, enjoyed it so much. Thank you.
Thank you for having us out. Cavaliers, be great.
Tell you what, we need a great second half. We can overcome the 17-point deficit. Need a little cleaner game. Riverside's mighty potent. Got to stand tall on defense.
That's right. I agree.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Ader, president of Lehman Catholic High School. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30 at O'Field. Thanks again, Josh. Thanks a lot. 24-7 Riverside in the lead with 17 over Lehman. It's our three-minute radio station break. Three-minute radio station break is coming up here in just a matter of seconds before we start our third quarter. It is Riverside 24, Lehman 7. Three-minute radio station break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds
series of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on your phone for high school sports, and WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 24-7, Riverside leads Lehman as we start the third quarter. Lehman with a kickoff. It is absolutely imperative for Lehman to stop Riverside and keep the Pirates off the board on this offensive possession, or Lehman will be in serious trouble. Already down 17 points, three scores. Understand that Fort Loramie and Columbus Academy over in Gahanna are tied 14-14, third quarter of play. Kickoff return, Riverside from the 4, near sideline. It's tightrope to the 29-30, and that is it. Stewart brings it back 26 yards. First and 10 Pirates at their own 30-yard line.
The only person in Fort Loramie that's enjoying this schedule of having to drive all over the country is the bus driver, making pretty good cash here.
Riverside will come to the line of scrimmage. Nose of the football right at the 30. Pirates lead it 24-7. Riverside's offense is extremely explosive. We knew it coming in. We waited a quarter to see it, but boy, in the second period, it was dynamite. Running play from scrimmage, good enough for about six. Right up the gut, Warren Shockey powers to the 36-yard line, second down and 4.
Only 60 yards really on the ground, which is not bad, but with this passing attack, you would think that would open up the running even more.
Yeah, this D7 Riverside program throws the ball so well. And at the D7 level, mighty tough to slow down.
Yep, yep.
You just can't emulate that in practice and defend it. And would you believe before the second play of the second half, another penalty?
Lehman jumped off sides.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, a fine underwriting sponsor. Services at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, local delivery to Jackson and Bodkins, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Well, the previous penalty on Lehman gave Riverside the automatic first down at the 40, and then the ensuing running play produced 5 more. So it is 2nd and 5, Riverside at the Pirates 45. Pirates can afford to take time off the clock and run the ball play after play.
This is their pace and their half if they keep playing like this.
Yep.
Miles Platfoot, the excellent sophomore quarterback, gives it to Shockey. He's got a gaping hole. He rips right up the middle across the 50, extends to the 45, to the 42 of Lehman. Good gain. Play goes for every bit of 13. Aiden Seaver's name has been called multiple times tonight in there on the hit. Nearly 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 24-7 to Riverside. Pirates slowly bringing in plays and milking the clock. Wide receiver split far to the right is Simon Godwin. Man in motion across the formation. Handoff right tackle. Behind that man in motion goes Shockey. And Shockey puts a foot down and strides hard to the 40 inside it to the Lehman 39. He garners three. Second down and seven. 24-7 Riverside. First 3 minutes, third quarter. Riverside's offensive line for a D7 program is big.
It's pretty good size, aren't they?
Very sizable. It's a large, strong unit. And I tell you what, Riverside went two games deep into the playoffs last year. And they can equal and surpass that this year. Oh, here's a fine run. Broken tackle. 35-30. Ball loose. Pried away by Lehman. Rolling back to the 32. Recovery, though, by Riverside. Shockey pounced on his own fumble at the 33-yard stripe. The net gain enough for a first down. No, just short.
Just short, yeah.
Yep, 2 feet short. So from the 33 of Lehman, it's third down and a couple of feet to go for a first down. He had picked up the first down.
Oh, he was a good 8-9 yards farther down the field, but Lehman did a good job stripping the ball.
Yep.
And luckily because that was the quarterback, that was Flatfoot that ran on it. Shockey jumped on the ball.
It was. Shockey trailed the play. Platfoot on the gallop, off tackle run on third and one, and Lehman diagnoses it and thwarts that for no gain.
I'm going to say the name John Edwards.
John Edwards has got about his 10th or 11th tackle of the night for Lehman.
Yeah, he's the real deal. We heard a lot about him before the game. Not been disappointing.
Fourth and one, Riverside. Lehman 33. Pirates with that robust offensive group. Tackle to tackle. May simply elect to go right behind one of those big tackles.
Yeah, they got Cody Craig out there at 6'6", 295.
Yep, they bring in a tight end, and Lehman leaps ahead too soon.
Yep, that was what we've talked about, just another mental mistake.
Cavaliers tried to get a head start against that power up front from Riverside. 5-yard penalty, automatic first down. Second time in this drive of Riverside. They have gained first down yardage thanks to a Lehman penalty.
Well, and the person who was offsides was the one on this close side of the field. He wasn't going to be in on the play anyway.
No chance. 7:41 to go, third quarter, 24-7, Riverside over Lehman. Two receivers right, one far left for sophomore signal caller Miles Platfoot. Short drop. Fires left hash mark over the shoulder, reception at the 7 to the 5, the goal line, got it, touchdown. Landon Stewart over the shoulder.
Wow.
Beat the smaller Lehman defensive back. The throw by Platfoot was beautiful, perfect, right on the shoulder. This Miles Platfoot, Chuck, D7 sophomore. Can you imagine in Division 7 what kind of impact he's going to have on the game as a senior?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's 6'1", 180. I bet he is closer to 6'195" by the time he's a senior. They're going to put some muscle on him.
All-state material.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe even this year.
Right. Here's the extra point try by Bender, and he towers it to the left outside the upright. No good. He missed one. 7:23 to go, third quarter. Riverside 30, Lehman 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Hey, Steve and Ted's in Anna is your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical expert. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly building a superb reputation for offering quality products and services at affordable prices. We will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come at Steve and Ted's. Flexible finance options available, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645, 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's in Anna, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Lennox, the trusted name in the HVAC industry. And again, another very short kickoff by Riverside.
If you kick the ball to the 20 in the air, that means that Lehman's got to have a 39-yard return to get back to where they had. All they had to do was fall on the ball.
Yeah. So from the 49, the Cavaliers started first and 10, trailing 30-7 with 4 minutes and 40 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Here's a quick slant. McFarland catches 3 yards over the line of scrimmage, zigzags his way to the 46. A lot of herky-jerky moves for 4 yards, plus a flag at the end of it.
I'm not sure what that could have been.
Wow.
Again?
We have seen probably, and I'm not exaggerating, what, 30 penalties in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm telling you what. It's, nobody came here to watch these guys. They came to see the kids.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware, solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. At Jackson Center Pro Hardware, you can choose from over 20 colors and styles. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores, plus 11% off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Also, delivery just $49, free in-house measurements. Two locations now for Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and in Greenville. Call Darren Yankst at 937-596-6360. 596-6360. Tell Darren you heard all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And to tell you what, Chuck, last time I was in the store several weeks back, he said, Jack, people are coming in left and right saying they heard us on the game.
Well, we get a lot of people that listen, that's for sure. I don't know if they like us, but they listen to us. That was called pass interference. What a horrible call.
What?
They called defensive pass interference.
So the penalty was accepted by Lehman instead of the gain from scrimmage,
right,
which was about half the distance of the penalty. So Lehman lines up first and 10 at the Riverside 36. No gain on that running effort right in the middle. Second and 10. 30-7, Riverside leads it. 23-point cushion. So that's what, 3/8? Lehman's 3 scores behind. You can bet if Lehman gets a touchdown, the Cavaliers will be going for 2. One receiver far right, one to the left. Now trips to the right, flanked a good 10 yards that way. O'Leary's got Solomon alongside. Carnes was shaken up earlier in this game and was helped off the field. Senior Carnes, good running back, fine defender. Solomon left guard for a couple, that's it.
Yeah, and a good lead blocker for this team, too. So they've lost some real firepower with him sitting down there on the sideline.
Yep, sure have. Last play netted that may be a yard, not two. So it's third and nine, Lehman Catholic at the Riverside 35. 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Carnes 5'7", 160, a senior, plays much bigger, much taller than that. One of the outstanding senior members of this club. Here's a fine flat pass. It's Dylan Geisey down the left side, hauls it in on the dead run at the 32, strides forward to the 25, knocked down. I said Geisey, I should have said Aiden Seaver on the catch. Don't think there was a late marker for roughness.
Should have been.
Yes, could have been.
He threw him down out of bounds.
You're so right, Chuck.
Seriously.
There have been four or five obvious penalties not called.
I think Coach Roll might be pointing that out to the side judge over here.
Right.
That was obvious and right in front of him.
There have been several penalties called that could have been ignored. There have been 15 very legitimate ones that have been whistled and flagged. 5:22 left in the third quarter. Nice catch and run by Seaver down to the 22 of the Pirates. Maybe closer to the 23. First and 10 Cavaliers. Bunch trips to the right. Oh, being harassed in the offensive backfield. O'Leary gets a flat pass away. Forward progress to the 21. Receiver is then spun backwards to the 25.
Holding.
And there is another foul assessed. This one, Lehman, a hold. Well, they were in O'Leary's hip pocket immediately. And that tells me a Lehman offensive lineman did his best to try and hold to keep Riverside out.
It tells me that a Lehman offensive lineman whiffed.
Maybe.
And he barely got to the, he did an athletic job of getting that pass off.
Yeah. He did. Yeah, fine play by O'Leary. Play produced a four-yard gain miraculously, but penalty sets Lehman back to the 35. Flags left and right all over the place. And we are approaching 9 o'clock, and we are still midway third quarter. Lehman with a first and 21 at the 35 of Riverside. O'Leary fakes the handoff to Solman. No, gives it to Solman. Laterals back to O'Leary. He's got a wide open receiver at the 15. A dash to the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown. Not sure if that was McFarland or not. Well done play. The give to Solman. He pitched it back to O'Leary.
And we got a penalty.
And a blown assignment for Riverside. And guess what? Chuck is on it. It is coming back. No touchdown. Chuck, we made a mistake. We started talking about that word penalty, and all of a sudden a flock of them.
I am absolutely not going to take credit for this poorly officiated game.
I can see now how Lehman lost that Waynesfield-Goshen game, leading late in the fourth quarter, committing three penalties. Waynesfield marched down the field, completed two passes thanks to the infractions. One went for a touchdown in the waning 40 seconds of the contest.
They do so much good, but they just really do it, and then they have a bad play.
Yeah.
And it takes, I mean, that was a well-designed play, and he was absolutely by himself.
This sums up Lehman tonight. One step forward, two steps backward.
Yep.
Two steps forward, three steps backwards. 4:42 to go, third quarter. 30-7, Riverside. First and 26 or 27 for Lehman at the Pirates 40. And here is a misdirection by Lehman for a gain of two, down to about the 37 or 8-yard line. I think it was Aiden Seaver, picked up a couple, sets up second down and 24.
Well, the good part about it is it's second down. Bad part is it's 24.
4:15 to go, third quarter, 30-7 Riverside. 6 points tallied in this period. Lone touchdown by the Pirates. Solman alongside O'Leary. Three-step drop, looks middle of the field, now runs toward the hash, finds a receiver on the dead run, down the right sideline, hits him at the 10. He's gone! Touchdown, Lehman! Let's see if this one is called back. Nope, not a flag, nowhere. And I'm not sure who hauled that ball in, Chuck.
I got a glare when I looked through the window here.
Nathan Stallman came off the field very joyous, clapping really hard. It wasn't McFarland, I don't believe.
No, it was not.
So it's 30-13, and I'm surprised Lehman's not going for two. The only way you can catch up in this game is to go for two, go for two, go for two. Extra point try, Josh George on the way, and it is center cut. 30-14. Well, now Lehman needs the 2 8s. Okay, that was a good move, the single point PAT. My math was wrong. I stand corrected. Riverside 30, Lehman 14, 3:56 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Now, Lehman's racked up a couple touchdowns. That was a stubborn drive by Lehman. The Cavaliers kept shooting themselves in the foot, having to back up and back up and back up because of penalties. But Lehman engineered a very nice pass play for the score. Execution perfect, 36 yards out. George notched the extra point, 30-14. Return to the kick by Riverside from the 12. Middle of the field, good open field tackle, Lehman at the 27. Well, we've still got 16 minutes of clock time to play in this game. And Lehman technically is down two scores, 2 8s. So they're right in the thick of it. Riverside says, you can't stop us. We're going to control the ball right here.
Yeah, they've not stopped them since the first quarter.
Right. And look for the Pirates to very likely keep it on the ground.
Well, this sophomore is, for the game now, 12 of 15 for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Again, Joe Burrow, like numbers. Here's Shockey running right up the center. Oh, he's met hard at the 27-yard line.
I'm going to let you guess the number right there in the name.
Edwards Stuckey. That was a stick, but John Edwards of Lehman right at the line of scrimmage from the 27, second and 10. Not only did Bill Zimmerman and I talk about John Edwards in the pregame, Bryce Hodge had about 60 seconds of laudatory comment for Edwards.
He has seen some film, so he knows what he's talking about.
Second down and 10, Riverside at the Pirates 27. Shockey, outside left tackle, he can't get started. Thrown for a loss back at the 23. You feel the momentum in this game shifting a little bit.
That was two outstanding defensive plays in a row, but I disagree. I think they can't fold the tents up yet and try to sit on this lead. I don't know why they're still not doing what they were doing that got them the lead.
Now Riverside is forced to throw, third and 13 at the Pirates' 24-yard line. Give Lehman credit. The defense has gotten stingy against the run all of a sudden. 2.5 to go, third quarter, 16-point lead Riverside. Here's Miles Blackfoot airing one out, batted down, nearly picked off in the offensive backfield of Riverside. Nearly a stellar interception and a quick pick six. Ooh, that was close. That was close.
Great job of knocking that pass down, because that's been an effective play for Riverside all night. That little screen, that little tunnel screen.
And Riverside is stymied cold on that offensive series. Three and out. Lehman will get good field position. Cavaliers to return from their own 40-yard line. Punt upcoming. It is in the center of the field. Hits at the Sydney High School logo and rolls to the Lehman 35. Cavs have it. Down 30-14. 2:14 to go in the third. There's time. 16-point spread. That's just 2 8s as a result of the last extra point miss by Riverside. 30-14. Big difference between that and 31-14. Lehman to the line of scrimmage, 35-yard line of the Cavaliers. Anything can happen. Lehman, despite the penalties, despite shooting itself in the foot numerous times, despite not taking advantage of good field position on occasions, is still in this game, down 16 points. O'Leary to throw after the fake, steps up in the pocket and fires right to a Pirate at the 50-yard line. The receiver, McFarland, was bracketed by two white jerseys, and it's Riverside possession at the Lehman 47 or 48. There we go, Chuck. You get a three and out stop. You make a couple of steps forward, or at least one, and you go two in reverse.
Well, that he locked on that on the receiver that time, looked right aim the whole time, and the safety just stepped right in front. I mean, there were two kids that could have intercepted that. It was not going to get to the receiver.
And O'Leary will learn.
Yeah, he will.
That's when you just throw it away, high and wide and out of bounds, or you look off that receiver, find another one, or you tuck it and run.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's absolutely what he's going to learn from that. And I guarantee you that when they watch the film, the coaches will probably explain that to him.
Yes. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 30-14, Riverside in position outside the 45 of Lehman. Here's the quarterback taking off. It's Blackfoot after the fake to Shockey. He bolts outside left tackle. Look at him dart. 40-35, 30, spilled from behind at the 27-yard line. It's a quick burst and 22 yards for Blackfoot. Chuck, boy, I love the way he can throw. He runs it every bit as well as he throws the ball.
That was a great fake, and I'll tell you, for Lehman, what is good to see right now is that tackle was made by Karn. He's back in the game.
Good. Karn's back out there for Lehman Catholic. Fine to see that. Up the middle, Shockey, right tackle. He's got blockers, three or four of them in front. Look at Shockey go. Stays on his feet. Gone. Touchdown. Shockey from 27 yards out. Good run by Shockey. He was like a human bowling ball. And he kept turning his body over and shedding tacklers aside. And away he went. As after the interception, a run by Blackfoot, a run by Shockey, they gash the Lehman defense, and that could seal the deal. 36-14, a minute 29 to go in the third. Extra point try, up and away, and it is good. Well done by Isaac Bender. He's only missed one tonight. Late third quarter, 37-14, Pirates over the Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Just a moment ago, Lehman had possession, an opportunity to drive 65 yards and make this a one-score game. A quick interception, two excellent running plays by Riverside. Pirates are in the end zone again, and the route is on. It's a 23-point ball game very late here in the third period.
Their sales leads Anna 31-0 in the third.
Okay. After seeing Anna and Versailles, we kind of predicted a lopsided game tonight there.
Anna not playing really good football right now.
Kickoff? I'm sorry.
They've had a real tough schedule, but they're not playing very well right now.
Well, Riverside elects to hammer this one on the ground deep, and Lehman has to go in reverse to track it at the 6, and Lehman can't return it beyond the 7. Great coverage. Woo! What pursuit by Riverside. Beautifully done. White jerseys, red pants, all over the field down inside the 10-yard line, and Lehman is backed up. So many thanks to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM sponsors tonight. Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sports and Design, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Lehman to the line of scrimmage. Just over a minute to go in the third. O'Leary takes the snap. It is 3. Sweep to Solomon. Uh-oh, he coughed it up. It's loose. And I think a white jersey's got it at the 5. Yep. Recovery Riverside. Solomon had both arms grabbed. The ball was pried away, shaken out. Pirates plopped on it. No, the officials say Lehman was there as well. You got an offensive player, a defensive player, both on the ball, and now the officials huddle it up to go, what, heads or tails on who's got the fumble recovery?
I don't know if they got the coin for the start of the game, so they probably still have it out there.
And what's been ruled?
They caught a personal foul on
a penalty?
Riverside. Maybe they fell on the ball too hard.
Penalty on the Pirates. If it was during the play, Lehman retains possession. If it was a dead ball foul after the play, fumble recovery appeared to clearly go Riverside's way. I was mistaken. The officials weren't conferring on the fumble recovery at all. Riverside got it, but Lehman says we'll accept the penalty. A minute 14 to go in the third quarter. You're right, still the third. And I heard somebody mumble next door, 24 penalties in this game. Can that be right, Chuck? 24? It's got to be in that area, 20 anyway. Here's O'Leary throwing behind the line of scrimmage, far right side to McFarland. Catches beyond the numbers, behind the line at the 17, wrestled down at the 21. Seth Kanapke, my mistake, wide receiver, 5'11 sophomore, hauled it in for Lehman. So it's going to be second down and 8 to go from the Lehman 22, last half minute, third quarter, 37-14 Riverside. Three receivers near side for the Cavaliers. Solomon alongside the quarterback O'Leary. If it's a running play, could be the final one of the third. It is O'Leary keeping, and he's trying to get to the outside. Riverside pursues him and hauls him down at the 23-yard line. Well done by the Pirates, as O'Leary was a marked man on that play. It's going to be third down and 7 or 8 coming up, and that closes out the third quarter. Riverside 37, Lehman 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports. And thanks to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney for simulcasting our coverage, our broadcast partner. Third down, 7 yards to go. Lehman Catholic's got the ball as we initiate play here in the fourth. Line of scrimmage, Lehman inside the Cavalier 25 at the 23. Lehman behind with 23 points. Do the math, that's 3-8. Lehman needs 3 touchdowns, 3 two-point conversions. And hello, penalty, pre-snap penalty against Riverside. Makes Lehman's third down a bit more manageable. 3rd and 2. Line of scrimmage at about the 28 of Lehman. Cavs must get to the 30 for a first down. Boy, the number of penalties in the last 2 weeks, Chuck. 2 games combined, 40, I bet.
Wow. I know I probably say too much about the officiating, but I just hate when they come in and take a game over and dominate it. That's not what people came to see. Call the things that affect the play.
That, well said. 3rd and 2, O'Leary rushing to the right, hangs on, pitches, it's Salmon. He's dashing down the sideline, stays inbounds to the 45, 47, flushed out right there. Good run by Salmon as he goes for 20, 1st and 10, line of scrimmage, the 47 of the Cavaliers. Salmon can fly.
Yeah, he's very quick, and I tell you what, when he turned that corner, I thought, well, you know, he's going to get the first down. No, he got 20 yards.
Opening 10 seconds, fourth quarter of play, 37-14 Pirates over the Cavaliers. Lehman Catholic to the line of scrimmage. O'Leary is at his 42, 5 yards behind it. Hands to Solman. Flea flicker, right back to O'Leary. Long throw, middle of the field. Leaping effort by Lehman at the 20. Was it a catch? Penalty marker thrown. It looks like defensive pass interference, partly due to the ball being underthrown, but maybe caught anyway.
Yeah, he caught it. That was a heck of a catch.
And if you do count that as a reception.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be reception
at first. Don't you take the play from scrimmage?
Well, you got more yards. You got 28 yards on the catch. You don't take the penalty.
Lehman hanging around at the 50. Now the Cavaliers run up.
And they stole the football.
Was the ball caught?
Yes. I don't know what they I'm telling you, these guys are lost. It's the seventh game, and these officials are lost.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's first down. He caught the ball.
Penalty was accepted.
No, it was not. That was first down on the catch.
Looked like the official stepped off 15 yards just then.
No, he was walking back where the line of scrimmage was, and somebody told him, hey, they didn't accept it.
Okay. That could very well be what happened.
It's scary when the guy with the mullet's probably the smart one.
11:28 to go here in the fourth. 37-14 Riverside. In sweep, Lehman, Solman way back behind the line, being chased. Down he goes. That wasn't Solman. Back at the 31, it might have been Hayden Seaver.
Number 8, yep.
Riverside has diagnosed that sweep several times tonight. There have been...
That had no chance.
No. There have been 4 or 5 Lehman sweeps that have probably totaled a good 25, 30 yards in losses.
Yellow Jackets got him a win at West Carrollton tonight, 36-6.
All right. Okay.
Fort Loramie leads 22-21 in the third quarter.
Wow.
That's imperative for the Redskins to win.
Yep, Loramie plays a close game, 3 hours from home, week after week after week. Needs a win tonight, this Fort Loramie. It is Donovan O'Leary keeping the football, slicing outside left tackle. And he cracks down to the 26 of Riverside, and it's going to be 3rd down upcoming. Still a bunch to go. Scoreboard says 3rd and 8. That can't be right.
Yeah, 3rd and 12.
Right.
And I'll tell you, and we heard Bill Zimmerman talk before the game about O'Leary. He was right on the money. This kid, his potential is unlimited.
Exactly. Just a soft. He's a load to bring down. Very good runner. And his passing accuracy and leadership on the field are good. They will get even better. There's a throw to the wide side of the field by O'Leary. Off the mark. Beyond the numbers, about 8 yards downfield. So it's going to be third down for Lehman, or I should say fourth. That was third and 11. Fourth and 11 for the Cavaliers at the Riverside 26. Ball game hangs on this play. If Lehman has any chance at all of coming from way back to pull this out, Cavaliers have got to have a first down right now. Fourth and 11, Riverside 26, 9:53 to go, 37-14 Pirates. Bunch trips receivers to the right. Here is an end around. It is Seaver who took the handoff 8 yards behind the line, and all over it, white jerseys. It's a loss of 7 or 8. No go, but Lehman.
Andrew Thacker, and he's had a heck of a game defensively for the Pirates tonight also.
I think it was Seaver who was it?
Yeah, it was Seaver that had the ball. Thacker made the tackle.
Yep, and I think O'Leary gave it to Salmon. Salmon gave it to Seaver.
Yep, it was kind of a double reverse type thing.
Didn't fool Riverside one bit. Nope.
It didn't fool me, so I know it didn't fool the kids that are smart.
Riverside put the whammy on that play. Lehman needed 11, lost about 7 or 8. New line of scrimmage for the Pirates. The road 35 Pirates with a running 43 to go in the game. With 9:43 to go in the game.
Now you're going to see run the clock, and run the clock out of here with a win.
Another 7 points, and we'll have a continuous clock. Here is the handoff to the man in motion, and it's a good running play by Riverside. Blocked pretty well, broken tackle, and out across the 40.
It's Frilling,
who came around from his flanker spot. He's got swift feet as well. And Frilling romps for 8, second down and 2. Frilling was flanked out to the right. And then came back to greet the quarterback, Platfoot. Ball was fed to him. Frilling tacks on 8 on the play. Second and 2. The quarterback, Platfoot, keeps. He trudges. And gold jerseys hang on. No gain. 43-yard line. Third and 2, Riverside. 8:52 to go here in the fourth. 37-14 Pirates. In just a moment, we'll tell you all about Meyer's Tavern. Great food in Botkins. Meyer's at 303 North Main. Joined us late last winter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Receivers left and right for Riverside on third and a couple. 43-yard line of the Pirates. Flatfoot gives to Shockey a spin move. He twists back toward the line of scrimmage, and he is stopped right at the 42. Might have lost a couple feet. Fourth down, Pirates, and closer to 3 or 3.5 to go for a first down.
That was 73. I don't have a roster, so 73 is the one that made the tackle there. A heck of a job.
Ethan Stiver in there on the hit. 6 foot sophomore for Lehman managed to stymie the ball carry behind the line. Riverside milking the play clock, which is all the way down to 12, 11, 10. Scoreboard clock reads under 7:40 to go here in the fourth, with Riverside leading 31-14, and the Pirates will eventually call a timeout. Meyer's Tavern, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu at Meyer's, and you can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, only $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout order from Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. We'll do our best to keep you updated on that Fort Loramie score, 22-21, middle of the second half, maybe early fourth quarter. Loramie leading by a point in Gahanna against Columbus Academy, which earlier this year gave Newark Catholic a pretty good game. Big win tonight for Sydney on the road at West Carrollton.
Yep.
We'll cover the Yellow Jackets in 2 weeks here against Stebbins. Fourth and two, Riverside. Passing play by Platfoot. Wide open player down the right side of the field. Catches at the 48. Scoots across the 50 to the Lehman 48.
Wow, that was a kind of, well, I guess not. You're up 23 points. Not that gutsy, but well executed.
Yes. Beautifully designed. And I think it was Frilling down the right side of the field.
Yeah.
All by his lonesome.
I don't know how you lose that kid.
Lehman's coverage at times, Chuck, on these intermediate pass routes by Riverside has been a bit soft.
Well, I think it is. And the reason it's soft is because they've been running by them on the fly patterns.
Yeah, that's a good point. 7:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. 37-14 Pirates. Here's Shockey barging up the middle. Warren Shockey darts over the 40, down inside it to the 36 of Lehman as he rips off a quick 14 or 15 first down for the Pirates. Riverside last year, 8-2, two wins in the postseason. This club is even better, thanks in part to the fact that Miles Platfoot has got that many more games under his belt. He's got two-thirds of last season, all of this year. Riverside team is dangerous. Very explosive offensively. Stout along the offensive and defensive lines. Shockey again. He runs to the right and finds a slither of an opening, and he slices through down inside the 30, and he poked that helmet close to the 25. Might have gotten inside it. We've got a timeout by the official.
A player down for Lehman. It looks like cramps.
Second and short coming up for the Pirates. 6:50 to go in the fourth. 37-14 in favor of Riverside on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Here is Riverside running from scrimmage on second and short. And guess who? Warren Shockey with about 800 yards on the year on the ground. Barrels into the end zone from about 25 yards out. He might have been untouched. Shockey covered up that football with both arms, and he runs hard. I described him earlier, Chuck, as a human bowling ball.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what he is. And he shocks Lehman with a mad dash to the end zone to make it 43-14. A converted extra point here, and we have a continuous clock.
Shockey, only a junior. He's coming back next year also.
Here's the extra point try by Riverside, up and away, and it's good. He hammered it in there. He hammered it through. Extra point try by Isaac Bender, 5'8", 165-pound freshman. Soccer-style booter, knocked it home.
Got a strong leg. Lehman has spent the second half here kind of just almost trying to not get into a running clock situation, it seems like.
And now we're there. 30-point differential, 44-14 in favor of Riverside. 6.5 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing member. OsgoodBank.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. 6.5 to go in the fourth. This is week 7 of high school football, and we have had, what, 5 running clocks, Chuck?
Yeah, except this time they didn't turn it on.
Here's the boot down inside the 20, juggled by Lehman back to the 12. Cavaliers return it to the 25, broken tackle, 33-yard line. That was very good perseverance on that play by Lehman's Nathan Solomon as he muffed the football. And when he did regain it, he had a host of white jerseys around him. He fought through traffic and scurried up the near sideline, got the ball all the way back to the 33. Good footwork by Solomon. First and 10, Lehman. 5:50 left to go in the fourth. 44-14 in favor of Riverside, which beat Lehman last year 39-7. 32-point spread a year ago, 30 right now tonight. Here's O'Leary, left tackle, no hole. Tries to skirt left end, nudges for two. 35-yard line of Lehman, second down 8 coming up. No football coverage next weekend here on scoresbroadcast.com. 2 weeks from tonight, it is Sydney hosting Stebbins right here. 3 weeks from tonight, more than likely, we are at Lima Stadium, Fort Loramie against Lima Central Catholic.
They have made that a little nicer, but boy, that used to be an incredible dump.
One receiver far left, McFarland for Lehman. O'Leary, 5 yards behind the line at his 30. Takes the snap, gives to Carnes or Stolman. He's trudging back toward the line of scrimmage, nowhere to go, and he is yanked to the turf right there by Riverside. Good stop in there by one of the Pirates up front, defensive lineman.
That was Ty Johnson.
Yes, it was.
6'4", 195, senior.
And that gives you an idea of the size on the offensive and defensive lines for this club.
They're tall to go along with the beef on them.
Cody Craig is 6'6". Aiden Clary is 6'3". Ty Johnson, 6'4". Zach Armbruster, 6'2". Travis Brooks, 6'2". That's a Division 7 defensive line.
Yeah.
Lehman throwing incomplete up the right side. Continuous clock continues to motor. Under 4 minutes to go. 3rd and 8, Lehman. Ball at the Cavalier, 35.
4th down.
I said 3rd down, it should be 4th.
I'm looking and watching, and it's hard to compare. I don't know if they've got the talent that New Bremen has. I guarantee they don't have the talent that Marion Local has. But this is a really, really good football team.
Yes, it is. What will come into play for Riverside eventually in the postseason is Game 3, Game 4, strength of schedule.
Oh, absolutely.
Strength of schedule. It will be a factor for certain. Keep in mind, this Riverside team went up against a highly favored Tri-Village club, which had a super season last year.
Yeah.
Tri-Village was favored, and in round 2 of the playoffs last year, Riverside topped them, whipped them, after beating Lachlan in game 1, then came Marion local in the MAC.
We beat a really good Tri-Village team. We've done this and that.
Yeah.
You beat a MAC team. Now I'll start talking about how good your program is.
Exactly. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth, 44-14 in favor of Riverside. These Pirates are very, very good.
They are good.
Will only get better as this season progresses. The two losses this year to D4 Northridge, D5 Indian Lake, and that makes the point regarding what we alluded just seconds ago, Chuck. Indian Lake and Northridge have both handled them pretty well. Even Coach Bryce Hodge told me we just could not gear up for that level of competition.
Yeah.
Maybe in another 3 or 4 weeks, Riverside will be that much better.
I haven't seen Northridge. I know that they're usually very talented and very, very quick.
Now they've got a fantastic running back, super back.
We have a new...
He can really fly.
I can't believe they're still throwing the football.
Pass play for Riverside, good for 7. Here's a running play. Shockey breaks into the clear at the 35-40. Look at him go. Lehman in pursuit. 30 of the Cavaliers. Shockey scampering inside the 20, and he's flushed out of bounds at the 15. 2 minutes left. Clock still runs, even though he went out.
Well, and as Shockey, they threw a penalty flag for holding.
Haven't had one for a few minutes.
They had to have been getting bored and thinking they weren't going to make enough money.
Well, the trouble with the penalty flag is that's one of the few things that stops the clock.
Yeah, but it's still a first down.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffena, GoffneyFurniture.com. Riverside running straight ahead, and it's Shockey plunging for 2. Penalty wiped out that long 40-plus yard gain. Brought the ball back to the 35, where on 1st and 10, Shockey pounds for a couple. We're all the way down to a minute 17 to go in the 4th. Riverside up with 30. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Way back in 2006 and 7, quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, too. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM, online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. As Riverside takes a knee and the continuous clock spirals down inside 30 seconds, Riverside will win it by 30 points. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News, Bryant Billing and his staff, our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. A couple of new sponsors on board with us since late last spring. And earlier this season, Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney and Shelby County. Go to frcohio.com, the Family Resource Center. We believe people recover, the Family Resource Center. And Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna, thanks to Lisa Marino. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna, another one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the two clubs form lines at the 50-yard line and bump fists, touch elbows. Not sure if they're shaking hands necessarily. Riverside victorious, 44-14. This Pirates team is loaded, every bit as good as advertised. Chuck, a running clock tonight, only for about, what, 4 minutes or so?
Yeah.
But it's our fifth blowout in 7 weeks. Had a couple of close ones. You missed one of them. Fort Loramie at Newark Catholic, 41-40. The Sydney-Greenville game here, week three, was a good one. Sydney pulled away very, very late in the fourth quarter to win by two touchdowns. The other 5 of 7 have been lopsided with a running clock. This Layman team succinctly suffered tonight from what it suffered through all year long. Just too many mistakes, penalties, negative plays, missed tackles on defense, giving up the big chunk plays to Riverside. And that's the story of the night.
It is. I mean, they played a really good football team. That's in spurts, really looked like they could play in the game with them, but Riverside just had too much. They ended up with 426 total yards to Layman's 199, and he was 14 of 18 for 233 yards and 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
That's Miles Blatfoot.
Yes.
Played about 9 or 10 games last year as a freshman, has really come into his own this year. Was good last year, even better this year, is Platfoot, the sophomore signal caller for Riverside. Platfoot will be seeing a lot of Donovan O'Leary, the Layman Catholic QB, who is also a 10th grader.
They'll get a chance to play against each other at least 2 more times.
Again, thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will help keep you moving forward. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And again, we salute the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life. And the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Francis Schulte and Superior, both in Rushi. Riverside wins it by 30. We do have a radio break upcoming. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 44-14, Riverside wins it. We'll return to wrap it up and present to you our Clancy's Stars of the Game in a couple of minutes. Riverside 44, Layman Catholic 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, in a game marred by some 25 penalties or more, Riverside defeats Lehman Catholic. A final difference in the game, 44-14. Chuck, our stars of the game, there were several on both sides right. of the field. Lehman had a few, Riverside a few. Tough to pick a couple.
Well, honorable mention for Lehman would be Salmon and also O'Leary. I thought they both had terrific games, but John Edwards was just a man out there among boys. He did. There would have been a 70-point game without that kid playing. And on the other side, Miles Platfoot. I mean, I thought he was terrific. And you can talk about Shockey had a great game.
Yep.
Frilling had a great game. Their offensive line, too many to name.
Oh boy!
But they could have. So, but the Clancy's players of the game are John Edwards and Miles Platfoot.
Yep.
Platfoot.
Edwards is like a 5'10", 205-pound rock of Gibraltar out there. They are Clancy's winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, you and I have expended enough energy tonight to warrant Clancy's.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy, fantastic food at Clancy's. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. 44-14 Riverside defeats Lehman. We check our scoreboard for a last-second update or two if we have them.
I have not heard. Versailles won 38-0. Sydney won 36-6.
Right.
Pickle won 49-0. I'm trying to get something on Loramie, and I'm trying to get something on the Troy-Tip City game.
Right. Tip City was ahead at one point.
10-0.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was early, I think, second quarter.
And Fort Loramie in the fourth quarter was leading 22-21 over Columbus Academy.
Yep.
That game taking place over in Gahanna, east of Columbus. Yep, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers dropped to 0-7. Riverside Pirates now 5-2 on the season. And Chuck, for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, almost have to win out.
And if they do, will they get enough points?
Yeah, exactly.
That tonight would have been the points that they needed, and they just weren't as good as Riverside, let's be honest.
Winnable contest next 2 weeks on the road at Covington, which was 1-5 coming into the game tonight. Covington D6. Troy Christian was 3-3 heading into play tonight. Troy Christian is D7. D4 Northridge looms in the last game of the year. That's here at home for Lehman. Lehman would be a prohibitive underdog in that game. The next two are winnable. I'm not sure if two wins gets you into the top 16. I may not.
Not on the board of the TRC, but I'm not real sure what their thought process was to bring in Northridge, who I don't know if anybody in this league will ever beat.
No, not in football.
That's
D4.
What I mean.
D4 football.
And they're pretty darn good in basketball usually, too.
Right. Riverside next week, home with Miami East, on the road at Covington, home with Milton Union, would be heavily favored in the next two. That Riverside-Milton Union game,
that's a good one,
in DeGraff is a heck of a matchup on October 22nd. So many thanks to coaches Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for Lehman, Bryce Hodge, head coach for the Riverside Pirates, for the pregame dialogue. Thanks to Joshua Ader, the president of Lehman Catholic High School, I've been in that position 3 years, long dialogue with him during our halftime break. Enjoyed that conversation very much. And we thank our board operator at the station, Tracy, thanks. Thanks a great deal for being patient with us tonight. It's been a lengthy evening, to say the least. Gratitude to our WMVR 105.5 TAM FM listenership. Gratitude to our scoresbroadcast.com listenership. Again, no contest next week, no game of the week next Friday or Saturday. We return 2 weeks from tonight. Stebbins here against Sydney. 3 weeks from tonight, very likely, Fort Loramie at Lima Central Catholic. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where Lehman Catholic was beaten by Riverside 44-14.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.